You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
And welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure you go to iTunes, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad. Welcome. What's going on?
No Marco tonight.
No Marco. I'm in Marco's seat. Feels weird.
No, I'm sure he's going to come and sniff it next week.
Ew.
Either that or throw it out.
Either one is creep factor and could happen.
Yeah, well, it's Marco for you.
Yep.
So what's new? Anything? No? Same old shit? Nothing good happened last week?
Last week? I had a good weekend.
Did you? What'd you do?
Labor Day weekend.
That's why I asked, because it was a holiday.
I went to a bunch of shows.
Yeah? What kind of shows?
I went to Made in America.
How was it?
It was insane.
It was good.
It was crazy.
Was it better than the last one?
No, the music wasn't as good.
No? The lineup was different, right?
The lineup was completely different.
Yeah, okay. I thought so.
And it was crazy. Like, it must have been the most people there ever. I think that there was probably like... There had to have been like 60.
It was at a different spot this year, wasn't it?
No, it was in the same spot.
Same spot? Okay.
Yeah, same spot.
I can't wait to see what it's like when the Pope's in town.
Dude, it's going to be insane when the Pope's here. Mm-hmm. It's going to be unbearable.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it at all.
Yeah, Made in America was nuts, though. There were so many people. There were so many, like, fucking 15-year-olds.
15-year-olds.
There were so many young kids.
Too old for you?
A little bit. A little young. A little too young. I like them legal. And then I went to Asbury Park.
Okay.
Me and Biffle went to all show up there. It was fucking awesome. It was highly suspect.
Why?
No, that's the name of the band.
Oh. Sorry.
The Struts and Highly Suspect.
Struts, they're pretty good. That one song they got is pretty good.
Oh, man, they were fucking excellent.
I like that.
They're like the return of rock and roll for sure. Both bands. They're good.
Who was the other one?
Highly Suspect.
Highly Suspect.
So fucking good. So fucking good. And then...
So it was so fucking good.
So fucking good.
That's cool.
It was like one of my favorite shows of the year. And I went to Brigantine on Monday. The Cove got shitty for like 17 hours.
Really?
Yeah. I had that root beer whiskey again. Shit's dangerous.
Was it?
Yeah.
Root beer whiskey?
It's so good. It doesn't sound like it would be that good. It's so smooth. It's
no, it sounds like shit.
It's smooth.
Yeah.
Super smooth.
I don't like root beer, so.
Well, you know how Fireball's smooth?
Yeah.
It's smoother than Fireball. It's made by Jeremiah Weed. It's called like Sarsaparilla or some shit.
Sarsaparilla.
Wait, what was that?
Sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla.
Yeah, I don't know. When I asked for it, I said the root beer, and he's like, the Sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla.
Stop correcting her.
He said that, and I was like, oh, I guess. And then we got
Did he call you an idiot?
No. He was very nice. He was like, oh, no, it's this, honey. And I was like, don't honey me.
I'm not surprised. You're such a cunt sometimes.
I can be. What about you? Did you do anything fun?
Nah, I worked all weekend.
All weekend? What? That sucks.
It's my holiday.
Did you do anything?
No, you know me. I'm a stick in the mud. I just do nothing. Watch TV.
So you watch Netflix?
Yeah,
all
I just
weekend?
Watched Netflix all week. I did nothing. I was just curmudgeon-y and.
Oh man.
We barbecued on Monday, sweet. Which was nice. I worked Saturday most of the day. It was brutal. It was a very busy day. I don't know why, but
did Made in America affect you?
Not really. College being in affected me. Mm. That was a pain in the balls. But other than that, you know, Sunday was more of a lax day.
You know, one of them.
Just sat outside all day type thing.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Wasn't too bad.
Did you have a TV outside?
No. No. We were watching someone else's TV for the Yeah, there's a flat screen on the back of the house. You know how we roll.
Well, good times.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. It was wonderful. Now that the heat has subsided for a few days. Thank God. I couldn't take it anymore.
I feel like today is the only day that it was not hot. Like yesterday,
it was humid as fuck today, though, with the rain and everything.
Yeah, the rain's insane.
Ugh.
It took me.
I don't care about the rain. The humidity is killing me.
Dude, it's flooded everywhere.
Yeah.
It's fucking horrible. Philly can't stand like 2 inches of rain and it floods everywhere.
2 inches, huh?
Hopefully it fucking pours Pope.
Since
weekend.
When does 2 inches ever hurt anything?
Dude, I hope it rains the Pope weekend.
I'm dreading it, man.
I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen. It's gonna be weird.
It's gonna be anarchy.
Me and my friends were talking about having trying to have a party on the Schuylkill.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a Pope-a-queue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like grab a bunch of shit.
Papal queue.
But then I have another friend that works for the city of Philadelphia, and he said that they're going to have somebody guarding every exit and exit,
mm-hmm.
entrance. Like
it's going to be like a checkpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pissed. Like not even just cops. Like.
Oh, I know. Military.
Yeah.
Yeah. National Guard.
SWAT. Yeah. It's fucking insane.
It's not the fucking Pope.
All this for the Pope.
Yeah. The president didn't get this much when he was
right,
here.
Right. And, you know. Anybody could hurt the president. When you're talking about the Pope, if you see a turban, there's a good chance he's not there to learn from the Pope.
Yeah.
He's not there for healing. He's there to blow shit up.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. It's coming closer, though.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks, something like that. 2 weekends from now.
I think I'm just going to go.
You know what's funny? My mom's going to Italy next week.
Mm-hmm.
She's going for a month. She's going to be over in Italy while the Pope is here.
Oh, that's weird.
Which is amazing. Like,
a fuck it a Pope. I don't want to see him.
Well, fuck it a Pope. What the fuck? That's blasphemy.
That's literally blasphemy.
Yeah, it's your mom. I don't know.
Yeah, you know the Pope. He only does boys. Yeah. I'm not looking forward to it. You know what's exciting, though? I will say this. Tonight caps off the 2015 football season.
It's about fucking
so
time.
So fucking happy about that. I don't remember ever being... I mean, I don't want to say this happy about football, but like it almost seemed like this year it went by so slow in the sense of from the last time football was on till now. Like, and I mean professional football. I don't care about college. But I'm just so super excited for... the season in general, just, you know, I'm just glad football kicked off. So
are you excited for the Eagles season?
Absolutely.
Do you think they're going to be good?
I think so. At least in their division, they can be.
Do you guys have predictions?
Not really. Too early to tell. They got to play a couple games first. But It's also exciting too because now all this other shit is coming out with the whole Spygate thing and
oh yeah, I saw that. That's fucking
unbelievable, man.
I like how they said like the Eagles could have won the Super Bowl.
Well, they all could have, really. Yeah. Well, the Eagles were the close. I think they were the only ones that lost by 3. And Carolina was like they lost by
Carolina, they all lost by 3.
They all did?
Mm-hmm.
3 points. Now I ask you, do they deserve to be in the Hall of Fame for that?
What part of this new information that came out on Spygate is new?
Well,
which part bothers you?
Well, the fact that they
were rummaging through hotel rooms looking for other teams' play sheets. If you're dumb enough to leave that behind,
Watergate.
Seriously, if you're dumb enough to leave your game plan, well, in the hotel
Belichick
room,
finally owned up to it publicly.
No,
I mean that pretty much is the nail in the coffin.
Everybody knew it already. He didn't have to say anything. Everybody knew.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like saying everybody knew OJ did it, but he wasn't convicted. That doesn't change anything.
Patriots were convicted.
Yeah, didn't they get punished somehow?
Yeah, fine. They lost a first round pick.
But I'm saying, do you think that they should be stripped of not the titles, but the notoriety of it in the Hall of Fame?
I don't think anybody should be stripped of anything when it comes to sports. If you didn't catch them at the time, you can't take it away in retrospect. It's stupid.
Well, that's like saying if someone robs a bank and they get away with it, you get them later, they shouldn't have to give the money back.
No, this is sports. This is different. They're not breaking fucking laws.
The football laws?
They're not laws, they're rules.
The rules, whatever. That's still a rule. I mean, it's like they cheat. They broke the rules of football, not the law.
Is there like legit rules?
There's no
not to loophole, but
there's no verbiage on you know, like I don't think in the rule book it says a team may not study other teams' tapes and signs or whatever.
It is in the rules that you can't videotape them.
Well, okay. Then if that's the case, then that's even worse for them, I think.
Yeah, but they got in trouble for that before. Yeah, with the videotape.
Yeah,
that's what they got in trouble with.
But they denied it. They denied and denied and denied. And at the time, I think the fact that Goodell was more friendly with Kraft, I think that's kind of what skated over. And I think after this whole Deflategate bullshit, how Goodell basically ate shit out of it, I think it was probably him that brought this shit back into the light.
Yeah, that's
to kind
what
of
I was
screw
gonna...
the Patriots.
I think so, too.
Yeah, because it seems so convenient
yeah.
that only a few days after the judgment is passed down that Tom Brady doesn't have to miss any games. Goodell's pissed, and he's like, well, you know what? Fuck him. Mm-hmm. I covered this shit up. I'm going to uncover it, which is weird because I would think it incriminates him, too. You know? I mean, how much more shit does this guy have to do in order to not keep his fucking job?
Who?
Goodell. He's a terrible fucking... Probably he may go down in history. Well, he may go down in history as the worst commissioner in sports, at least in this country. But in all honesty, nobody will ever beat the president of FIFA, the former president of FIFA. That guy's more than just a criminal. He's a fucking...
He's racist, right?
Well, forget about race. I mean, it's everything. That guy's a crook, literally. He is a crook. And that dude makes way more money than Goodell makes. Like, way more. I mean, you're also talking about worldwide sport.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more countries involved. But... You know, Goodell, I mean, Jesus Christ, does he get away with fucking murder almost? It's kind of like, it's a little insulting. It's like all these people pay tons and tons of money to go see their teams and to buy their jerseys and, all the shit that they do. Yeah. And it's like, you know, I think that the owners could put anybody in his spot and still make the same amount of money. I don't think it takes a certain kind of guy. You know, to take his place. Like, I think anyone could take his place, really.
No.
How are the owners going to lose money if he's not the commissioner?
I don't think they're going to lose money.
Well, I mean, the only reason why he's there is because he makes them money.
I think he helped bring Thursday night football for the entire season, which whether you like it or hate it, that puts another $1 billion in the pockets of the NFL.
Yeah, I'm still not a big fan of Thursday night football.
No, I can't. The games stink.
Yeah, almost
there
every
there wasn't one
year,
competitive game the
last
entire
year,
year.
Especially last year, every Thursday night game was awful.
Right, right. Yeah. Like if we did our show on Wednesday, starting football season, we should move it to Thursday, so I don't have to watch that garbage that's on TV. The games stink.
You want me to put it on?
Yeah, no,
this will be a good game.
Patriots and Steelers.
Because they didn't fucking just play on Sunday.
Right. Right.
So, wait, do you think that the Patriots should get something taken away from
them? I think so, or at least an asterisk or something. I think it's only right. So, you know what? Because if they don't, right, and it's obvious that they cheated, and everybody knows that they cheated, and anybody in history down the line will know that they cheated. So why is it that, you know, they get the same accolades that every other team in the past who's won it gets without any kind of, like, footnote or something? Like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah.
Why? It's like, oh, so they're allowed to do it? And if any other teams have done it in the past and just haven't gotten caught, we don't know about it. So I'm not saying it's never happened.
It's definitely
had to happen. But we don't know anything about it, and nothing's ever going to come to light about it. So it's like, well, you can't drag something out of nothing. So for what we do know, the fact that it's out there, I think there should be. Because if not, they're going to go down in history as one of the best dynasties in football. If not the best dynasty. So there's got to be something there to be like, well, yeah, this is why you're the best dynasty.
And you know what? I hate all this bullshit that goes on with the Patriots because it almost makes me defend them, and I fucking hate defending them.
I don't know what there is to defend, to be honest with you.
I think the reason why I'm so just kind of who cares about it is because – so Eric Mangini worked for the Patriots, okay? Many coaches over Bill Belichick's career have left the Patriots and went on to successful or unsuccessful coaching careers, but they got their head coaching start because of – the history of cheating that the Patriots laid out for them. Because they were winning and cheating, these guys got head coaching jobs. Now, this fucking jerk-off Mangini gets a head coaching job because, in part, the Patriots cheated to win those Super Bowls.
Right.
And he's the motherfucker that blows the whistle on them.
Okay.
So you get the contract, you get the money, you get the accolades, but then when the Patriots have the balls to say, you know what, fuck this dude, we're going to cheat against him too, he gets mad and blows the fucking whistle. What a cocksucker. No wonder why he doesn't coach anymore.
I don't understand. How can you sit there and, like, I don't disagree that he's a cocksucker, but how can you justify saying he's bad, but yet you defend the Patriots for being bad?
Because these hoes ain't loyal.
What?
These hoes ain't loyal.
No, the reason why he's a head
because
coach.
Because he's a rat?
I hate it. Yeah.
Okay.
The reason he's a head coach is because of his success with the Patriots.
Okay. I don't disagree.
Part of the, and depending on how you view the cheating scandal, his success stems from that. So if they won three Super Bowls.
Not much of a success, really.
If they won three Super Bowls because they cheated.
Right.
It's partially him. He benefited from that cheating. And then now that the Patriots are cheating and he's on the other sidelines, he's like, oh no, I'm not going to deal with this.
No,
shit.
I mean,
it's fuck you.
I can see why that makes him a dick. Like, I get it. He's a rat. You know, and it's like, oh, you were okay to be on that side.
Right.
Now you don't like being on the other end.
There was nothing wrong with it when he was there.
But it doesn't change anything, though, as far as, like, the silver lining is the Patriots, whoever was on the fucking team or coaching staff, they cheated and won championships because they cheated. I'm not saying they weren't a good team. I'm sure they, but what, you know what really pisses me off out of all this? Did they just stop cheating the two Super Bowls against the fucking Giants, who I fucking hate? you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, how do you fucking lose to the Giants? Like,
maybe they couldn't cheat as much because the Giants, like, didn't slip up as much.
I don't know. I mean, who knows? I guess we'll never know, but it just pisses me off. It's like, it's got to be against, you know, my team who's only made the Super Bowl appearance twice in their existence.
Yeah.
I think you got it when the NFL so partially popular because of the access the NFL allows to these teams. They open practices to fans, media, all this bullshit. If you don't do that, there's no chances of other teams being able to film your signals at practice.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the Patriots were actually filming defensive signals during the game, that's just smart on my – you know what I'm saying? Like, there's 60,000 people in the stadium, and one of the guys that work for you is sitting at the 50-yard line with a camera taping your fucking guy's signal. What are the chances of getting caught if somebody doesn't blow the whistle?
Yeah, I guess, but – at the same time, it doesn't make it right.
No, it doesn't make it
right.
First
of all, it comes down to it's not a level playing field anymore. You have an edge. And since when is it, you know, something you want to where one team has an edge over another. You don't want that. You would want, you know, a fair game. You don't want any kind of like, you know, weird fucking scenario where one team is like the weaker team. I mean, it happens all the time, but at the same time, it doesn't happen because of cheating. It happens because of injuries, or they're just the better team, or they have more better players
like
than
it's like mental steroids or something.
It's well, no, I mean, I don't even want to say that.
I mean,
I don't even really bring steroids into it so much. It's just like, I don't know. It's if I was a Patriots fan, and I'm obviously not because I fucking hate them. But if I was a Patriots fan, if my team was the one that did this, which I guess if I was a Patriots fan, it would be that case, I would kind of like, it would bother me in the back of my mind. It's like, God, like, why did they have to fucking do any of this shit? Cause
so
now it's
the,
almost like,
so if the Eagles did this.
Yes, I would feel like, okay. God damn it, it's tainted. And then when them arguments come up with other fans of other teams, that's what they're going to throw in your
Absolutely.
Face. You know, it's like, yo, we have four or five Super Bowls. You guys only have whatever, however
yeah, but
many.
Now every-
and you guys cheated. And it's like, God damn
well,
it. Because I know that they did.
Exactly. So, like, let's say for sake of argument, they get no asterisks or anything, right? Every football fan is going to pass down to their kids, is going to pass down. And all the football fans that are around now are always going to say, well, you fucking deflated balls and you cheated.
Well, and the ball deflating thing is.
It's ridiculous that was even.
I
don't think a deflated ball has as much impact on winning a game as knowing what the other team's call signals are.
You know what I'm saying? every rule that's been made over the past 10 years is to protect quarterbacks
right.
and protect wide receivers.
Right.
The NFL wants points.
Right. They want a high scoring
right.
league. Right.
So why wouldn't you let the quarterback use the fucking football he wants to use?
You know what? Why do you even give him a football? Start giving him a softball. He can probably launch it further.
And not only that, if there are rules for the amount of air that's going to be in the football, why check the footballs and give them the fuck back to the team? That's just retarded.
I don't know. The whole thing's fucking stupid.
I agree with all of that, actually.
Yeah, I mean, the Deflategate thing, I don't think is a big deal. I think, one, I think the rule of how much air is in the football is outdated.
Yeah, I don't
think you should be throwing around a flat football.
I don't think it's an issue. I mean, I really don't see much of an issue there. I'm just talking about, you know, the real issue, and that is... You know, people can call deflating or inflating a football too much or too little a cheating move, but it's really more of one guy's
preference
advantage. Yeah, and even a preference, you know? I mean, that's like saying I like my shoes tied a little looser than most guys, you know, so they don't fucking squeeze the shit out of my feet.
Right.
Does that make me a cheater?
No, but didn't they say the reason why is because it made the ball easier to catch?
Well, yeah, it makes the ball easier to throw, actually, for the quarterback. That's the whole point. He doesn't give a shit. As long as he's throwing it right, then they should have no problems catching it. I mean, yes, an overinflated ball is harder to catch when it's rocketed at you because there's more air.
Yeah, like it'll bounce out.
Well, yeah, it's got more chances of bouncing out. But it's all about Tom Brady's throw. You know, he can grip the ball better.
Whether you give him a ball that's fully inflated or the way he likes it.
Yeah, I don't think it changes.
I don't think it makes a difference. I think he's more comfortable.
Right.
I don't think his throwing would be any different with either one of the balls.
So
I think he's just more comfortable with a flatter ball.
Okay. Now, the funny thing is, if you add that in with Spygate.
Yeah.
You know, getting the ball away. And so he already knows what the defense is calling because he's hearing it through his fucking headset and his helmet. He's like, all right, they're doing like a dime package, you know, whatever. So he knows to change the play at the line because he knows what the defense wants to do. He has the advantage. And on top of that, he's more comfortable throwing the ball. You know what I mean? It's like, it kills me because it's like, fuck. Like, you know, you would think like as an athlete, you know, especially if you're a good one, like I'm not taking away that Tom Brady's going to go down as one of the best quarterbacks in history. But I mean, just by watching him playing a game, he's a good quarterback.
Right.
Like you see how he controls the line, how he throws the ball, how he does in pressure situations. But at the same time, when you're that good and you get an extra leg up, it's like you're tainting your own abilities.
Yeah.
You know?
My thing, there's so much at stake. I'm not surprised that teams cheat. And I can fucking guarantee you it's not just a Patriots issue.
No, no, it's not. But that's the problem that I have with the counter argument, is that people will always use that. And I agree that they're not the only ones that are cheating. But at the same time, why throw in something where there is no evidence of on something that there's already been proven? So it's like, let's just focus on the fact that they cheated. I don't think they deserve to go down in history without some sort of like,
well, the
mark.
The Broncos won 2 Super Bowls because they cheated. Nobody's trying to put an asterisk next to them.
Is it proven though?
Yeah, they circumvented the salary cap. Yeah,
but
that's not a level playing field.
You're saying that they stacked. What are you saying that they stacked?
I can't. I mean, it was almost 20 years ago. Right. I can't remember the exact details of it. But if the salary cap is $100 million for every team, and the Broncos are spending 110 and hiding 10 of that, it's not a level playing field. I mean, I realize this is off the field, but still. It's the same thing. They cheated too.
I think it's okay.
Teams are always going to look for an edge.
You can call it cheating. That's fine. I'm not gonna argue with that. But I don't think it's the same thing. I think it's the same thing if you just want to use the word cheat. But I don't think it's the same thing, because I'm talking about like while you're in a game, you know, the defense is set and you get the call in your ear, your headset, what the defense is trying to do. So you know how to change the play to avoid that. I mean, that's on a whole nother level.
That's like a crystal ball, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's not just ESPN, it's ESP, you know? It's like crazy. I just don't see, you know, they should have a black mark of some sort.
I don't know. They'll probably do it. They always black mark
people. I doubt
it.
I highly doubt it. I really do.
Yeah, but didn't they do it to other cheaters in other sports that were still good?
No, I mean, I don't.
No, baseball's up on their fucking high horse now, not letting anybody from the 90s in the Hall of Fame.
No, yeah. I mean, baseball, you know, baseball won't let Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame because, you know, he gambled on a game, you know, to win, not to lose. Like, he didn't throw the game like the, what was it, the White Sox?
Black Sox.
The Black Sox. Yeah, the Black Sox. what year was that? 17?
1919.
Yeah, man.
They're you know, like, see, they deserve what they got, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's only fair that the Patriots are, I would think, at the closest thing that you can compare them to is the 19 Sox, the 1919 Sox. I really do, because it's not the same thing. It's different. They threw the game, you know, but they cheated by throwing the game to make money.
Right.
You know, they basically gave the opposite team to win, right. Which to me is just like, God, what were they thinking? You know what I mean?
Rothstein, right?
Huh?
Because that Rothstein guy. Mm. Isn't Boardwalk Empire?
Yeah, he was involved, but I mean, I don't know the whole story, but the Patriots used the opposite to where instead of throwing the game, they were basically, they knew how to read the defense.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't just the defense, it was the offense too. Like, they knew some of the offensive plays, so they knew how to set their defense.
Yeah, I mean, if you're videotaping walkthroughs the day before the game, you know, the walkthroughs are basically the offense you're going to run.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know. The whole thing's a fucking mess, and I think it's fucked up, you know, and it kills me that the fucking Giants are the one that beat them twice. Fucking twice. Yeah,
don't you wish they were still cheating?
No. What I'm saying is they cheated. They cheated in 6 fucking Super Bowls. Is that how many they were in? 6, because they won 4.
Did they cheat against the Giants?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. I don't know if they cheated.
They got caught before the Giants.
Yeah, they got caught before the Giants.
So legitimately, they lost to the Giants fair and square, and they just barely beat the Seahawks last year fair and square.
Mm.
So technically, they only have 1 Super Bowl. That's fair. Like, that's not, I guess that's not cheating. That hasn't been, you know, I guess tainted or whatever. But it's just like, what the fuck, man? Like, come on, dude. It bothers me.
Do you think
that
this will change the popularity of the Patriots, though?
Not for the Patriots
fans.
Teams
don't switch, or people don't switch.
Yeah, not for Patriots fans. I mean, I'm sure there's a few Patriots fans. Actually, did you guys hear... I forget what radio station it was. It wasn't Boston, obviously. It wasn't a Boston radio station. I think it might have been San Francisco. They were the guy was talking about Tom Brady and the Patriots, and some weird way he brings in Tebow and saying how he'd rather have Tebow than Tom Brady, which I was like,
well, that guy shouldn't even be on the radio. He's right, just a fucking idiot.
Yeah. But the whole reasoning behind it was the whole cheating thing, right? Because Tebow's a stand-up guy, and he would never do that. Although Tebow, if anyone should be cheating, it should be him. Because he's not going to get a job in the NFL.
If he can deflate footballs and actually throw one that doesn't bounce three times before it gets to the receiver, I'm all for it.
Right. So anyway, so he's bad-mouthing Tom Brady. And who calls in the show? Tom Brady's father.
Yeah.
Did you hear the audio?
I didn't hear the audio.
Wow. That was chilling. So Tom Brady's father is, like, lashing at this guy. And he's like, listen, I understand, you know, you're his father. I would probably feel the same way if it was, you know, my son that was going. But you can't deny the fact. And, you know, this guy, his dad was like, nothing's been proven. Nothing's been proven. I don't know what you're talking about. You obviously don't, you know, you're going to rely on ESPN, some basically what he was saying, that they're a bullshit organization and all they do is put out, you know, bad information, which they kind
of
do.
Yeah, a lot of their information's bad.
Yeah, a lot of their information is bad. So, you know, he has that leg to stand on. But at the same time, the guy had a point, too, lashing back at Tom Brady's father, saying, yeah, but why would you throw your cell phone away? And he was kind of glazing over. He's like, no, he changes it. He changes his number and this and that. He's like, well, then why not keep the same phone? Like, you know, and he said he went from an iPhone 4 to he went from an Android phone to an iPhone 5 or something like that or whatever. And he's like, okay, but you don't have to throw it away. You can just give it back to the phone company, you know, that you buy it from, or you can give it to somebody, which I would think Tom Brady would do something like that, gift it to somebody. Be like, here, kid, you look like you use a phone, you know? No, he destroys the phone and throws it out. That's suspect.
That is suspect.
It is. Yeah. Because I still have all my cell phones I've ever had.
It is suspect. At the same time, if the NFL really wanted the texts and the phone calls between Brady and the two equipment guys, they could have gotten them from the equipment guys. They could have gotten them from whoever his services. There's a million different ways to get it.
But that's a whole nother. That's a whole nother story, though. That's how bad
the Roger Goodell spin.
Yes,
he destroyed his cell phone.
Yes,
you're making us do extra work to get the shit, and we don't want to do it.
But here's the thing, though. He obviously did destroy the cell phone, because if I was Tom Brady and I wasn't hiding anything and I didn't destroy the cell phone, I'd be like, here, the SIM card's still in it.
Yeah, but we talked
look
about,
at what's on the phone.
Yeah, but you we talked I mean? About this before. Remember, I think Chris and me had the same opinion that he was like probably fucking a bunch of bitches and didn't want to get it out.
Whatever. Like, he's in trouble with that shit anyway. Like, she's like on the verge of divorcing.
I know.
Him
I heard that. I just read it yesterday.
That's why she was wearing fucking full-blown burqa outfit to go get a tit job in France or some shit. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, stupid bitch? Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's retarded.
I'm just happy that it's all over with.
It would be kind of cool if Tom Brady, like, his wife leaves him. And then all of a sudden, he just stinks.
Oh, it would be great.
Oh, my God. That would be so great. That would be great to just watch him just go on this steep decline.
You just
want
to see a train wreck, huh?
Yeah, you know, or like, you know, and then he somehow, all of a sudden, he gets ALS, you know.
Jesus Christ.
No, I don't really want to say that. That's
that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. If I'm going to wish death on anybody, it's going to be like on like terrorists and shit. I'm not going to wish it on a football player. Or, you know, I mean, that's just trivial at that point. It's just a game. You know, granted, for some people it means a lot. I mean, it means shit to me, but at the same time it's just a sport. It's not like it doesn't pay your bills. Doesn't
like
help
hobby,
you live.
Yeah,
exactly. It's like being a fan of music or movies. You like sports, you know. It's just, you know, whatever. But, I don't know. It just would be kind of nice, though, to see him fail miserably from here on out.
I mean, he will at one point. Why not now? He's been in the league long enough, hasn't he?
You know what? Tom Brady, you can't say he's a stupid guy, in a sense, because, you know, if he's done all this shit and he's obviously gotten away with it, I mean, he's smart to some degree. But I mean, he doesn't strike me as an idiot.
Right.
So I think he's the kind of guy that I think when he knows he's done playing, he's going to retire. He's not going to pull a Brett Favre and come back after he retires, yeah, or, you know, just play to the point where you're absolutely useless.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's going to know when to call it quits. Most players do. There's only few that come back when they shouldn't. So I don't know. I can't wait till that happens. I just can't wait. Because you know what? When Tom Brady goes, Belichick's going to hang it up too. Because I don't think Belichick will ever find another Tom Brady to run his offense, ever.
There might not be another Tom Brady ever.
Well, that's what I mean. There won't be another quarterback of his equal or greater for Bill Belichick to, you know, build a team around again. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he's going to hang it up. He's the most successful coach at this point that's active. So, you know, I think he's done. I mean, successful with an asterisk, but.
I disagree with you. If the Eagles won 3 Super Bowls because they cheated, I'd still wear my fucking Super Bowl shirts proud.
But the Eagles would
get so much slack for that if they did cheat.
Careless if they cheated. Yeah, you know what? I don't agree with that at all. It would bother me. Like, it's not that I wouldn't, you know, be happy on some level that they won because it's like, oh, finally they won. But to always know that they cheated and to be like the one that got caught, of all the fucking teams in the league, they're the one that gets caught. That's just in the back of your mind. It's like, God damn it. Like, why has it got to be my team? Why couldn't it be somebody else? Yeah, see.
Yeah, no, that's, I'm a Bob on this one, though. Yeah. Because I wouldn't want that either.
I want a Super
Your soul
Bowl.
Is dog shit. That's really what it comes down to.
I told you before, if Aaron Hernandez didn't get convicted of murder, I'd have picked him up at the fucking airport. Come to Philly and kill some more people. Just don't get caught.
Oh my God.
Win a fucking Super Bowl.
You know what's funny? Every time there's like some conspiracy or like some major story in sports and we talk about it, because we don't talk about sports that much on this show, Chris is always on
the criminal side.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's just like, not once has he ever sat there and badmouthed anybody. He just like comes to their defense and it's like,
that's not true. I badmouthed Ray Rice last year.
Yeah, but I mean, that's...
And you know why I badmouthed him? Because he stunk the year before.
Yeah.
If he could still play, he could come to Philly and beat every bitch around here.
You're like, yes.
I want to win a goddamn Super Bowl.
I don't know, man. I gotta question your scruples there. Right?
athletes aren't role models for me. Win a goddamn Super Bowl.
It has nothing to do with being role models.
They don't have to be good people.
Honestly,
win a goddamn Super Bowl.
Honestly, the domestic abuse thing doesn't bother me as much as the cheating, because that's on the field. What do I care if he knocked out his fucking wife? She probably deserved it.
I just want a Super Bowl.
What does that have to do with playing football? You know what I mean? Like, it has nothing to do with playing football.
No, I'm sure there's plenty of people at your job, at my job, at Missy's job, who have knocked out their wife and still continue to work. Why should Ray Rice lose his job?
Yeah, but I don't root for those people at work.
You're like, get that promotion,
yeah,
you beater.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Get your wife when you get
home. I don't draft them for my fantasy team, you know?
I want a Super
Rory,
Bowl.
Rory, I need you to come through for me this week, all right?
I don't give a fuck what it costs. I want a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Even with cheating, though, come on. Seriously. Yeah. Think about it.
You know what? I'll tell you what. You know what bothered me? When the Phillies won the World Series, the fashion that they won it, the fact that they had to replay the second part of that game, that bothered me. Now, I'm not saying that it was anything like wrong as far as cheating, but that's still in the back of my mind. It's like, why? My fucking team finally wins in so many years, and there's like this weird, like, rare fucking occurrence. Like, why does it have to be? And I'm not saying that it's like a black mark or it's an asterisk or anything that they don't deserve, but still, it's like, why does it have to be fucked
up
like that?
Nice and organic.
Yeah, like the heavyweight fight where the guy came in the fucking ring with the parachute. Who was it? Holyfield versus Moore, or Holyfield versus I don't know. It was one of those big motherfuckers. I forget who it was, but whoever won that fight, I'm assuming it was Holyfield. You got to think on some level, like, why did that shit have to happen in my fight? You know, like, that bothers me. It's like, why? You know, why couldn't it be? All these fights end in, you know, great, you know, fashion or decision or whatever. And it's got to be like this carnival shit just starts happening. Like, it just bothered the fuck out of me. I still think about it. Like, man, why couldn't they just want it the whole night? You know what I mean? Like, that one, why did they have to go back and continue the game? Like, that's bullshit. It's just like, why us? Why our team? You know, so that kind of shit bothers me. I want the kind of win that other people get, you know, like a clean, you know, they beat them, they deserve it, you know, and I'm not saying they didn't deserve their win. Again, it's that thing that happens that sticks to the back of your mind. You're just like, dude, come on. You know, imagine being at your wedding, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're sitting there and you're like, let's say you're in a country club, right? And you guys are exchanging vows, and this is the most important day of your life, right? And you're so happy and whatever. And some asshole comes crashing through the fucking club in a golf cart and like totally like runs over the priest. You know what I mean? Like, okay, granted, it's funny. Oh, yeah. But at the same time, like, that's always going to be like, why did it have to happen to us? Like, that kind of thing.
Did it bother you that they played Tampa in the World Series?
It did. It did bother me.
I figured
it
would. It
did bother me. Like, I wanted to fucking beat the Yankees so fucking bad in the World Series. So bad I wanted to beat the Yankees or the Red Sox. One of them,
that
too.
That year was – I think Tampa beat the Sox to go to
yes.
the World Series.
Yeah, I really was rooting for the Sox. I wanted
the Sox, too. At the same time, I was like, huh, good. I'll take Tampa.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I realize it's like beating the Cardinals in the Super Bowl. Like, who cares? It barely counts.
Yeah, like Pittsburgh doesn't even count that Super Bowl win. Right. We beat the Cardinals.
That
doesn't count. Right. Roethlisberger keeps that fucking ring in a sock drawer.
Right. Can you – like, if the Patriots go to the Super Bowl this year and they were playing Detroit, like, nobody would even watch it.
No.
Who cares?
No.
Detroit.
No. Detroit's closed.
Yeah,
there's nothing going on in Detroit. You know? I don't know. It bothered. Yeah, I was affected by it. I was like, the Tampa Bay Rays. Like, what the fuck? Like,
and part of the reason why I wanted Boston. Team. Yeah, one of the reasons why I wanted Boston over Tampa was because, can you imagine if you lose to the Rays in the World Series?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be fucking heartbreaking.
The equivalent.
That was like the Eagles losing the championship game to the Cardinals.
Yeah, well, no. I think the equivalent would be more so if the Eagles were to lose the Super Bowl to the Jaguars.
Ugh.
That's just like, ew. Like, really? Like, we lost to
they could play that Super Bowl in Jacksonville and
we
nobody would
show
up. We
lost to the ugliest jerseys and helmets in the that ever lived. Like, their shit, their equipment, like, their colors are so jacked at this point. Like, it just looks like arena football looks better than their uniforms, you know? It's sad. It's just sad. Because all their helmets look like they were in a fire in the front. Like, they're charred in the front, you know. And a lot of people like that flat black look or whatever. Yeah. But you went from flat black to gold sparkles.
Hey.
Like, right? Right. It's like the inside of, like, Usher's underwear.
Oh, God.
It's just like, what is this?
It's you fucking know? Disgusting.
It's like, you know, flat black and then gold sparkles. It's just bad. It's awful.
Well, are they lobbying for your asterisk to happen?
I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, I don't think anything's ever going to happen. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's like, whatever. But I mean, I know, you know, I know the truth. You know what I mean? Like, when we went, me, Chris, and a bunch of other people went to Jacksonville the year the Eagles went to the Super Bowl. And that weekend, we actually hung out with a bunch of Patriots fans. Because the Eagles fans that were down there were dicks.
Really?
Yeah,
they were fucking assholes. Funny story. They were the group of Patriots fans we were hanging out with. They were like feuding with like an Eagles group, right? And they were stealing their beers and their food out of their coolers and shit. Well, one of them caught them. So instead of going over and start fighting, which you think would be the obvious thing to do, the one guy, drunk off his ass, goes over to their fucking cooler, opens it up, pulls his pants down, takes a shit in the cooler.
Holy shit.
Yeah, right, exactly. And it was like, that was epic. Like, yeah. I was like, I like these fucking dudes. They're fun. You know what I mean? Like, they really.
Did that start a fight?
No, because at that point, it's like nobody saw them do it.
Oh my God.
We knew about it. Well, I was like, that's fucking brilliant. They deserved it. They absolutely. I don't give a shit who they're rooting for. They're dicks.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of dicks down there, you know?
That sucks.
And, So anyway, we hung out with these guys, and, you know, they were cool. We made a bet. I said that I would wear a Tom Brady uniform or jersey if they lose, and they would have to wear my McNabb jersey. I can't believe I just admitted that on the air. All right, he was our quarterback at the time. There's nothing I could do about it. And of course, the Patriots won, so they took a photo of me. I don't even know what happened to the photo. But you know, now I think about it, I did all that shit for nothing. They shouldn't have fucking won that game. You know what I mean? Fucking sweet revenge, goddammit. it's fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks as a fan of one of the teams who were cheated against.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, it's history now. Like, I can't worry about that. I'm worried about this year's team. And next year's team.
No, I mean, it's not going to stop me from, you know, moving forward. But at the same time, it's like that. When that discussion comes up, it's like, did they really lose, though? Like, honestly, did they really lose?
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? The Eagles were fire that year, man. I thought they were going to win the Super Bowl.
They could have. Yeah. They could have.
Yeah, they were fire.
Right. They were thriving. They were thriving.
And it wasn't even summer.
No, it wasn't. No, they were thriving off season. Totally out of season. They were thriving. But I mean, did they really lose? Because if they knew what they were calling and the game was that close, what would have happened if they didn't know what they were calling? Would the Patriots have scored that many, or would the Eagles have scored more? You know what I'm saying? And it was only a 3-point deficit,
right?
So you don't know. I mean, yes, they lost. It's on record that they lost, but did they really, really lose the way someone
fairly
would lose? Right, fairly, exactly. Did they lose fairly? And that bothers the fuck out of me. Thank God we don't have Skype on tonight. By the way, we don't have Skype tonight, so don't.
Oh yeah, don't.
It doesn't really bother me because there's so many different things the Eagles could have done.
Yeah, but
to win that game, one.
But you could say that every single season.
That's why it doesn't bother me because if they would have done different things in that Super Bowl, like I don't know, maybe run the fucking football every now and then.
I think you're detached. Because nothing actually happened to you. Like, I don't think you're, you know, and I'm not saying you're not a passionate Eagles fan. You are, but I think you're just like emotionally detached from that as opposed to most.
No, I don't think, I think the majority of Eagles fans would
side with me than they would with you.
And I agree with you.
Yeah.
But I think that year the Eagles were the better team and they should have won the Super Bowl if they didn't throw the ball 60 times.
Yeah, I get that.
And that's where I place the blame on losing that Super Bowl, not because the Patriots cheated.
I think
even with the cheating, the Eagles should have still won that Super Bowl.
I think that had a hand in them, you know, scoring what they scored. But at the same time, if it was fair, that game could have been a blowout. Could have been a blowout.
Could have.
You know, Patriots may have only scored 10 points. You know, or fucking 7. Then what? You know, then you can still be like, I can't believe, I'm glad we won, but I can't believe they fucking threw the ball 60 times. You know, doesn't matter at that point. We won it. You know, it's like, I can't throw all the blame on that, even though that had a lot to do with it. I'm just falling apart over here. I don't know. That bothers me. That's all.
No, I hear you. And even when the defense knows what's coming, a team that's good enough can still execute the plays.
Yeah. See, it's not always.
All right, I'm throwing the ball to fucking Pinkston this play. There's different reads. Even if they know the play, you can still execute.
Yeah, but I mean, there's no such thing as a team that could defend every single play. You know what I mean? Like, there's no such thing. That doesn't happen. You know, where not one completion's made whole game.
More of a reason why the Eagles should have won.
Well,
as supposedly Andy Reid's playbook was 500 pages long. It's not like the Patriots knew every fucking one of them.
Yeah, but I mean, if you know where the ball is going, how do you not?
You can call the same play back to back, and the ball can go to different places.
Right. But if you know what the scheme is, if you know that, like, all right.
I'm not saying it doesn't help. It does. I'm saying the Eagles still could have won the game.
Well, if it helps, right. They could have, but they didn't. And the question there is it because they were worse in that game or is it because it was unfair? That's what I'm talking about. Like, yeah, you can sit there and say, well, I blame the coach for throwing the ball 60 times and not running it more. Okay, you have a valid point to some extent, but what if the game was played fairly? Would that have even been a factor at that point? That's the thing. We'll never know. All you know is the stats are they threw that many times a game, and that's what you pin it on. But now that we know, okay, well, they were cheating, or, you know, doing whatever it was that they were doing. It's like, do you call that a fair game? You know, do you say, well, now the Eagles lost fair and square? No, see, I don't buy that. And I don't buy that Carolina lost fair and square. Or who was the other team they beat?
They beat the Rams, right? Yeah.
Yeah, the Rams. Yeah, I don't buy that either. I mean, it's like, you know.
They were huge underdogs in that Rams game, too.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, you start wondering, it's like, would they have won any of those games if they played fair? Because they were all close, you know? Yet they go 17-0 during the regular season in, what, 2007? Something like that, 2006? Mm-hmm. And they lose to the fucking Giants. It's like, what the fuck happened? You know? I wasn't rooting for them at all, but I did bet on them to win the Super Bowl. Like, I bet money because I'm like, wow, you know, they always win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they fucking lost. And I lost my fucking mind. I went into my girlfriend's basement at the time and I took a fucking metal pipe and I beat the stuffing out of a heavy bag that was hanging from the rafters. I literally beat it till the stuffing started coming out. I was so fucking
mad. How much money
mad.
Did you lose?
Like $500.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, no matter what the outcome of that Super Bowl, I was going to be miserable. Either the Giants win the Super Bowl or the Patriots are 19-0. Either way, I was miserable.
I figured, you know, I'm not happy that the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl, but at least let me make some money off of it. It'll make me feel better. You know, but what happens?
Nope.
The Giants, they fuck you again. You know, it's like, what the fuck? I don't know. The whole thing is just a big shit cloud. And it's like, all right, you know, there's nothing I could do about it. There's nothing I could, you know, really say, but I'm definitely not happy with the outcome, you know, knowing now everything and how it went down. It's like, whoa, well, that sucks. Yeah. It's like finding out, you know, the night of your wedding, your wife was blowing every fucking guy in the wedding party. You're just finding out about it now. Like, great. No, we probably know someone that happened to.
I was thinking that. Good thing I wasn't in the wedding party.
You didn't have to be. You were about to get blown anyway. By the wedding party. But, I don't know. It fucking sucks. But, again, it's not going to stop me from moving on. I'm excited about the football season. You know, and I can't wait. For like just the, I don't know. My favorite part of the season is like right before the middle. It's like 5-6 games in. Like that's when I'm really like, God, I love this time of year. You know what I mean? You just fucking love it. Everything about it, like everything that surrounds the season, including the weather.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the weather really starts getting good. And then it's like, you know, you're like basically
it's like cool
if Thanksgiving is around the corner, you're like, yes. You know what I mean? It's just great.
Yeah, my favorite part of the season is the first Sunday.
Oh, I can't argue with that. Really, that's a great fucking...
You settle in front of the TV at 1 o'clock, and you don't fucking move until midnight.
My girlfriend doesn't understand, after 4 years of being together, how much of a fan that I am, that she decides to plan outings on a Sunday.
Yeah.
She bought tickets to a wine fest. That I've already been to 3 times. That's not that fun, by the way. And besides, you go one time, it's great. If you're going to go to another wine festival, go to a different place.
Yeah,
they have them everywhere. Why do we have to go to the same fucking place? And unfortunately, it's near me. So she decides that we're going to go. And I'm like, no, we're not. So now she's taking a friend.
Which Sunday is it?
The first Sunday the Eagles play at home. next Sunday.
To Cowboy Sunday?
Yeah. Right.
Please.
What is it? The 20th? That sounds right. Is that it? Something like
that. I would break up with my girlfriend before I went to a wine festival on a Cowboy Sunday.
You know, this is the same girl that buys a little sign that she puts on her front lawn that says, all I want for Christmas is for the Eagles to beat the Cowboys. Well, why are you going to a fucking wine festival? So she's like, well, can you take me there? Because it's down, it's not far. And I'm like, as long as it doesn't clash with the game. And I was like, and I'm not picking you up until the game is far from over. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be bothered. Like, you got to be kidding me. Like, what? So you can get fucking shit faced? You know what I mean? Like, great. Now I got to deal with your drunk ass when you come back. But it just bothers me. It's like, God, she knows how much I love the Eagles, how I love football. And, you know, she's such a poser when it comes to, you know, she's all about the Super Bowl parties and you don't care about football. You know, like, you would go to the game just for the experience of going to the game, but you don't know nothing about the game.
Most girls that are into sports, and I don't want to say all, because there are girls that are into sports because they like sports, but most girls are into it for the party, for the social scene.
I hate that. I fucking hate that. Like, I hate that that's the reasoning for it.
Mm.
Like, why aren't you there to appreciate the game? You know, that's really what it's all about. It's the game. It's not the stupid fucking commercials that are basically just the same thing, just... It's twisted around.
You're sitting here watching a commercial when you could be making me a sandwich. What the fuck?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I wasn't going that far, but. It's not enough. It's not enough that, you know.
Then you hit a doorbell. It must be the delivery person since you were too lazy to cook something.
Man, I can't wait to be at your wedding.
She'll be making a sandwich right on the altar.
Dude, I don't see it happening, I'll be honest with you. She better be fucking brain dead. I just don't see any woman falling for that shit, especially nowadays of all the fucking...
Oh, no, Chris is so fucked.
He's so fucked, that's right, exactly. Like, he is fucked. This is the same guy who still goes by the notion that a good opening line is, show me your tits.
Is that not good?
Yes. See what I mean?
Listen, if that's what you want, strive for it.
Right.
Show us your tits!
Should I have not said that?
Both of them!
Fucking hilarious. Oh, man. I guess we should probably get ready to take a break, come back. We got some stuff to talk about. Some good stuff.
Yeah, we don't have Skype on, Pedro.
Yo, what's up?
We do not have no Skype.
See, that's when it's okay for you to speak broken English.
Yes.
When you're mimicking Pedro.
Yo, what's up? This is Pedro.
Pedro.
Welcome to the Jersey Yerks Show.
I fucked that whole thing up. It should have been the Jersey Yerks. All right, we'll be back. Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal? Yes. The fuck?
You
of course.
Talk about their amazing collars?
Do you know what their amazing collars are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd. And unmiked. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
And we are back. Don't forget to go on ridecast.com/jerseyjerks and click on Amazon or anything else up there. That's what I've been doing, buying my Halloween costume. Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm ready.
What?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, I thought you said Sock the Chop.
Sonic
I was like,
the
what
Hedgehog.
The fuck?
And donate some money, too.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a little sign. Looks like money. Click it. Send some our way.
Making it sound like we're homeless.
Yeah.
We got a little sign.
Yeah. Fob needs to eat.
I need to drink.
She needs to drink. I need to eat.
Chris needs to kill people.
Why I gotta kill people?
I don't know. I had nothing else to say.
Chris needs blowjobs from non-Serena Williams looking people.
Yes.
He needs better quality blowjobs.
Yeah.
You don't think Serena gives a good blowjob?
You lost your flower.
25 years ago.
When she was 10?
Nice.
That's a little
brutal.
You're right.
It's a little old.
Oh, Jesus. All right. So that's what I can say about you for now. I'm excited.
What? You can kill people?
You need higher class blowjobs. You need $500
a higher class
blowjob
of pussy.
Instead of $200.
Listen, a blowjob's a blowjob.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what guy's doing.
Now all I need is a tea bag.
Everybody needs a gay friend in their group.
Oh my god, that was so fucking funny. I'm gonna go watch that when I get home.
Horrible Bosses too, yeah, it's funny. Alright, well, speaking of Fob Needs to Eat, there's a video floating around. A lot of controversy over this video. Some Canadian chick who claims she's an actress / comedian, Nicole Arbour, comes out with a video called Dear Fat People.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play the video.
She's a real gem.
It's 6 minutes long, so bear with me. If I feel like it doesn't flow with the show, I'll cut it out so it's not on the recording. But so just so you get the gist. And you got to hear some of the shit she says. I mean, her logic is unbelievable. And then after we play it, we'll talk about it. And I'm going to read some of the comments that were posted underneath, which are pretty funny, and play some clips of some videos that people turned in response to it, because some are good, some are bad, and I don't know. I just think the whole thing is, like, whatever. But, all right, here, I'm going to play this now.
Video. What are you going to do, fat people? What are you going to do? What are you going to chase me? Really? You're going to chase me? It's going to be like fucking Frankenstein. And I can get away from you by walking at a reasonable pace.
Pause it for a second. I'm fat. She could try to run. I will chase her down and beat the shit out of her.
I'll be honest with you. Unless she's like...
She ain't getting away from me.
Unless she's got Kenyan in her blood, I will catch her.
I'll catch her and I'll beat the shit out of her. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. My girlfriend runs all the time. I beat her in a race. A short one, but I beat her.
Not so fast. Zombies have apparently gotten faster. I watched like 3 episodes of The Walking Dead, and not being slow myself in the brain, realized that every single episode is exactly the same. Oh no, they need something, but it's all the way over there. Where the zombies are?
She's corny as fuck.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. Fat people made that up. That's the race card with no race.
Yeah, but I couldn't fit into a store. That's discrimination.
No. That means you're too fat and you should stop eating. Everybody just needs to make more sense. There's a race card. There's a disability card. There's even a gay card because gay people are discriminated against. Wrongfully so. The gay card's covered in glitter. It's fucking magical. Are you gonna tell the doctor that they're being mean and fat shaming you when they say you have fucking heart disease? Austin, I'm not talking about people who have a little bit of cushion for the pushing. And if there's people watching this with a specific health condition, this is not aimed at you. I'm talking about the 35% of North Americans who are obese. That means you are so fat, you are affecting your own health. Big boned isn't a thing. How stupid do I look? Don't answer that. There are no fucking skeletons that look like the Michelin Man. Fat shaming. Who came up with that? That's fucking brilliant. Yes, shame people who have bad habits until they fucking stop. Fat shaming. If we offend you so much that you lose weight, I'm okay with that. You are killing yourself. Yeah, I'll sleep at night. Maybe I'm a little jealous that you get to eat whatever you want. Obesity is a disease? Yeah, so is being a shopaholic. But I don't get a fucking parking pass. It would make a lot of sense if I did. I'm the one with all...
I'm a little jealous that you get to eat what you want. Okay. Yeah. Well, then, if you're jealous, then eat it.
Yeah.
What's stopping you?
Apparently, she has self-control in her mind.
Oh, well, we know how Missy feels about
And so she chalks fat people up to having bad habits. She doesn't have one bad habit. She doesn't smoke. She never did drugs. She doesn't take a random cock that she probably shouldn't have taken. Like, fuck you.
By the looks of her, I would say yes to all the above.
She's fucking trashy as shit.
She's a trashy broad.
That lisp is killing me.
Dick and mouth disease.
All right. Bags. Fat people parking spots should be at the back of the mall parking lot. Walk to the doors and burn some calories. Why are we helping them? Want to die quicker? Come this way. It's assisted suicide.
Isn't it ironic that
it's taking a blonde girl to explain shit? It's irony, right?
Oh my god,
I don't feel bad for you because you are taking your body for granted. If it were like back Smarties, and you're like, you know what? Fuck this Smartie. You Smartie? Fuck you. I'm gonna fucking mash you up. I'm gonna make you not good. I'm gonna throw you on the ground. That's okay because you got a bunch of other Smarties. You got one body. One. It has to take you all the way to the end. You get that? Good. Fuck you, Smarty. Oh my god, the hashtags. Body positive. If you want to be positive to your body, work out and eat well. That's being positive to your body. You really think if enough of you hashtag something bad for you, it makes it okay? Hashtag meth love. Hashtag team smokers. Everybody use the hashtag. It'll unplug our arteries. They forgot to tell you that plus size stands for plus heart disease, plus knee problems, plus diabetes, plus your family and friends crying that they lost you too soon because you needed to have a Coke plus fries. Yeah. Plus size, plus size. I was at the airport not too long ago, and I had to wait in one of those lines that's like... As I get to the front of the line, a family comes to the front and gets to bug me. Fattest, most obese, I'm talking TLC special fat. You're a meth shamer. They got to go to the front of the line because they were complaining that their knees hurt too much to stand in it. Oh, I just came an hour early like I was supposed to. But you overeat, let me help you. And they complain, and they smell like sausages. And I don't even think they ate sausages. That's just their aroma. They were so fat that they're that standing sweat fat. Crisco was coming out of their pores like a fucking Play-Doh Fun Factory. So I wait an extra 10, 15, 20 minutes. Now I'm not gonna have time to get Starbucks. I'm a white girl. This is an issue. And I totally got felt up by security because I'm always selected. Brown people, it's me and you on that. I'm a blonde who can speak in brown full sentences people. And has no interest in a sugar daddy. I am a minority. You already searched my ass, sir. Oh. So now I'm running to my plane. Just as I stop to wipe my sweat, who do I see in a fucking golf cart? Fat family! So what? You got to bud me and ride in a golf cart and I'm sweating like a pig. But if I play an ugly girl in a movie, I get a fucking Oscar!
Stop for a second. Yeah.
There's a formula to it, guys.
First of all, she's not even close to being hot enough to get checked every time she goes to a fucking airport.
Not just that, that's never going to win an Oscar.
Oscar the Grouch? Yeah. That's about the only Oscar she can get. Trash.
Fuck you too.
She's not. That's all made up. She doesn't get checked every time she goes to a fucking airport. She's an average trashy looking girl. And is this supposed to be funny?
I think she said later, after this had the backlash from this, she said it was supposed to be satire.
Meanwhile, she's claiming that she's sending out a public message. She's trying to help.
Yeah.
Which she'll say.
So right there, she's being a hypocrite in both senses.
Right.
It's not funny. It's hateful. It's mean as fuck.
Well, there's only 2 minutes left.
And it's not funny at all.
No.
Like, it's making me cringe.
No. No. And I question the people that think it is.
Now I get on the plane, I find my lovely seat, I'm sitting in the aisle, and then a stewardess walks up to me. Hi ma'am, I hate to ask, but we've got a disabled passenger. Would you mind switching seats? And of course, because I'm not an asshole, I'm like, oh my god, of course, yes. Oh look, it's Fat Family, and Jabba the Sun sits right beside me. I just lost my shit. His fat was on my lap. It was actually on my lap. I took the handle, I squished it down, and I said, my seat, your seat. I actually took his fat, and I pushed it into his seat, and I held it. He was fine. He was just fat. Watching a movie. No. Make better choices. Yes, genetics plays a part in things to a degree, of course. Big, sassy black women in church dresses are my favorite thing in the world. But I'm really fucking selfish, and I want to keep you around. I have no idea the correlation between high notes and calorie intake, but I'm not going to question it. And I'm not saying all this to be an asshole. I'm saying this because your friends should be saying it to you. Think of me as one of your ride or dies. If you're dating a douchebag, and you come to me all like, my boyfriend's being a douchebag, that's because you're dating a douchebag. But what do I do?
Any white girl who says my ride or die is a fucking douchebag.
Get rid of the douche.
Even Missy doesn't say that.
That doesn't change anything.
But, you know, Missy talks in a lot of slang.
Right.
I've never heard Missy call Biffle her ride or die.
No.
This girl's a
fucking
tool. Because
Missy's not cray-cray like this one.
This bitch is fucking off her rocker, man.
All right. It's almost done. Hold on.
Vinegar as douches. My lady bitch just reacted like a turtle's head being touched. The truth is, I will actually love you no matter what.
Oh,
but
really?
I really, really hope this bomb of truth exploding into your face will act as shrapnel that seeps into your soul, makes you want to be healthier so that we can enjoy you as human beings longer on this planet. Fuck you, Smarty.
Because fat people aren't human.
Thanks for watching, everybody. My name is Nicole Arbor.
And you're a cunt.
Yeah, she's a humongous bitch. She's like a raging asshole. And she's a racist. By the way,
yeah, brown people.
She
you
said
and
brown
I.
people, and then she also said, "No, I love big fat black women at church or
yeah,
whatever."
I want to keep you
right because
longer.
The big fat black women will be the ones that would knock her the fuck out, yeah.
especially if their men try to go after her. Be like, "You ain't taking my man, bitch."
Well, she's just like proof of how fucked up society is. To be honest with you,
yeah, I agree. I agree. I think. The video, I think she's full of shit. I think
she's totally full of shit.
Here's the bottom line. She complained about parking spots. She complained about seats on a plane. She complained about waiting in line.
Mm-hmm.
So this girl, again, everyone can have an opinion on how she looks. But to be quite honest with you, the truth of the matter is this is the kind of girl who probably gets mostly what she wants. Because guys probably fawn over this girl. Okay. We may not because we, you know, I mean, it's obvious we don't like her.
Yeah, but
she's
a lot
annoying.
Of guys in the world are dumb and would
well, but
say
that's
her
my
as
point.
Hot for
but,
sure.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's my point. Absolutely. A lot of guys would think she's super hot.
Yeah.
So
she has an insane amount of makeup on.
The few things that she doesn't get to go her way, she creates a rant.
Yeah.
And says it's fat people's fault. Now, here's the thing. I agree with the fact that, you know, I don't think fat people should be getting special treatment. Because I don't get special treatment.
I have never, ever seen a fat person get
well,
special
no,
treatment.
Well, no. It does bother me when I'm walking through like a store or the mall and I see some morbidly obese like woman on a fucking golf cart. Like, you know, the handicap carts that they have.
Yeah.
That bothers me.
Why?
Well, because it's like, you know, if it's because she has like some sort of like illness or whatever – you know,
but that's the thing. Like, you don't know.
You have no
well,
idea.
Right. It, you don't know, but it's still
she doesn't
in the...
know these supposed fat people she was sitting next to on the airplane. She doesn't know that they don't have some sort of medical problem,
it's
some
fat,
sort of illness.
No,
fat,
I hear you. I'm not
fat...
debating that. I'm not debating that. But it does. I, as a fat person, am bothered by fat people that need assistance walking.
All right. I can understand.
You know what
that,
I mean? That bothers
but...
me.
I can see
me.
How it would be hard for
if they fell if they fell though. And broke their hip and they're in a cart because of that. That's different. I'm not saying that, but it does kind of bother me. It's like, God, you had to let yourself go that fucking far. Like, what about these people? And again, this is not a common thing, but those people you see on TV where they literally have to cut the side of the house to get you out
of.
Yeah,
I've never seen.
Yeah, it's just like that. Right. You never see because they don't go out in
exactly.
public. They can't.
So if I see a fat person on a scooter or whatever the fuck that the store supplies for people
right.
that need them,
right?
I'm like, good for them for
yeah.
fucking getting out.
Yeah,
man.
But I mean, you know,
yeah,
like-
but it's like I do kind of agree with Fab in this situation. Like, you'll see, you know, a fat lady on one of those motorized carts in a fucking supermarket, and they park next to you know the cereal, and they get up out of the chair, grab their shit, sit back down, and drive along.
I mean, yeah. Kevin Smith got thrown off an airplane because he was too big for his seat.
Yeah, I remember.
Is it the airline's fault?
That
he got thrown off the plane?
No.
It's a rhetorical question. What I mean is,
did the airline force feed him all that
yes,
food?
Yes, yeah.
To get him to that weight?
Yeah, he obviously has an addiction to food. He likes to eat, and I don't blame him.
He's
do too.
He's skinny as fuck now.
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, regardless, you know, if I got thrown off a plane, I would probably be like, all right.
That's what catalyzed him into becoming healthier.
Right. I don't know if you've used that correctly. I know what you're saying, but I don't know if the tense was correct. I don't know. I never heard that before. That's what catalyst
isn't a verb.
Yeah.
Dude,
that
you
was,
can use it that way.
No, you can't. That's why it sounded like total Chinese when it hit me. I was like,
Dude, you can totally use it.
That was the catalyst that forced him into getting healthier.
Yeah.
You could say that. We said that catalyst him. Like, like you combine catapulted and catalyst together.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah. Catapulted him. Anyway.
You're dumb.
Anyway.
Hey, I'm making up words.
Yeah, right. It's just, you know.
No, you're not. You're just using it incorrectly.
It's funny. It's like, there are certain things that she says where I have thought about in the past. Like, okay, yes, that's kind of fucked up, you know, this and that. And again,
what?
Well, I mean, like, I think when someone is obese to the point where they hurt themselves, like, in other words, they do start having knee injuries and stuff like that, well, then they're eligible for handicapped parking spots. And it's like, you got that spot because, you know, now what if there was someone who was actually handicapped because they were paralyzed that needs that spot and it's now it's taken. So they have to go find one further away from the door, you know, to park. It's like, I don't see that it's right that they got it over them. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Compared to like handicapped people that are handicapped because of, you know, more, I guess, acceptable means. You know what I mean? Like a fat person who hurts their knee because they weigh too much, I don't think deserves a handicap spot. I don't think they have to walk from the back of the lot like she said. But, I mean, it's kind of like, I kind of see the validation behind it.
Okay.
But some of the other shit she said, just I don't agree with. Like, for instance, like, you know, the whole fat shaming thing. Like, what fat shaming? I mean, is that something that, like, why do people have to be nice or whatever? Like, I'm fat and I'm not nice about fat people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but she's sitting there and she's saying, you know, oh, fat people created fat shaming just to feel sorry and for people to feel sorry for them. I don't want anyone feeling sorry for me. I don't want special treatment. You know, I've been on a plane nervous that the seatbelt wasn't going to connect, you know, and I'm like thinking about like, you know, cause the most embarrassing thing is when, if you need the extension belt, you know, they have an extension belt
okay.
that clicks to the belt that's already on the seat
Jesus.
that then clicks to the other side that's on the seat.
Okay.
Well, I was worried last year when I got on a plane to go to Mexico. I'm like, oh my God, am I going to need this? And luckily I was able to click the belt and I'm like, I'm good. I was so proud because there was a guy like in the same row, but on the other side of the aisle
that
needed it. And I'm looking over and I'm like, yeah, I ain't that big. You know what I mean? Like it hit me. Right. This girl is uneducated.
She's
ignorant.
She's so
she doesn't know shit about fat people. And, you know, she says, oh, well, what's the difference between that and being a shopaholic? Which I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, that doesn't even make sense.
Why is that an illness?
Because she's saying that being fat is an addiction in a sense, which is weird.
Well, being fat can be.
Yeah,
there are people that are addicted to eating food.
I don't think that a majority of people that are overweight, though, are overweight for the fact that they like to eat that much.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't see that many fat people in the world.
Just every Thursday night.
Like, I really don't. It's very
confusing. No, it's because you shelter yourself from it, but.
I don't shelter myself from it.
Like, I don't want to go where the fat people are.
But I never, ever look at another person that's overweight and, like, I'm like, oh, my God, look at that fat person.
See, I don't believe that.
I don't believe that at all.
I don't believe it. I don't think you're malicious about it.
No.
But I think you think about it. Like,
there's
wow.
people that are stunningly fat.
Right.
Just like there's people right. that are stunningly ugly.
Right.
And, you know, just take about any race, religion, whatever you want to throw into it, sexual orientation, and you look at them like, oh, my God.
Stunningly stupid.
Yeah. That one.
Well, no, but I mean, I don't think you're malicious about it. I think it may cross your mind when you see it. It's like, whoa.
Like
didn't you ever see like an old Chinese person who looks like a racist drawing of an old Chinese person? And you're just like, oh my God, look at that. It's awesome.
No. See, like, I'm racking my brain right now. And this is like the other week when we were talking about like really ugly people.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, do you ever see? And I'm like, no. I've seen like overweight people mostly like,
my hand's pointing at me.
No, mostly in the.
I've seen overweight people.
don't touch me with your dirty cum-filled finger.
But like, they were old. So I just, like, assume
they were,
like,
old.
Yeah, like something happened when they got older. Like they got some illness. Like,
there's not that many elderly fat people. There's not that many. See, there's not that many.
See, that's what I feel like I see.
As a matter of fact, most elderly people get very thin as the older they get. They start losing a lot of their weight.
In my family, like my grandparents and my aunts and uncles, they got pretty
big.
Yeah, big as the time went on.
And are they still?
They're all dead.
Oh.
But they.
Is that why you hate fat people?
No, I don't.
She killed
my grandmother. Was fat. I didn't like her.
No, but this bitch, she just like made up a bunch of stuff to try and sound funny.
Well, yeah, she's trying to be funny, and she's trying to be like, you know, I don't know. I guess revolutionary in her own way, but it's she's kind of making she. Well, no, she's not that. She's kind of she's making overweight people less than human.
Yeah.
And regardless of what you may think or what I may think or whatever, you know, they're still human beings regardless, whether they're ugly, fat, good looking, skinny, whatever. It's like my concern is YouTube is a very popular medium for a younger generation.
Absolutely.
If there are overweight teens, like if I was a father of an overweight boy or girl.
Which there's tons of.
No pun intended. they would watch this video. And feel bad for themselves.
Absolutely.
And probably think about suicide or bad thoughts.
Or do something unhealthy.
Well, obviously they're doing that already.
Yeah, but doing something worse.
Well, that's the thing. And what she's doing, she's saying that she's saying this to kind of instill some sort of like, I don't know, willpower in the fat people to get healthier.
Who the fuck is she?
But wait, but here's my point. What she's doing is counterproductive.
Absolutely.
You know, when somebody makes fun of you for something that you don't like about yourself, you don't immediately go out and do something to change it right away. You may take some sort of course of action that makes you kind of like get rid of the pain, whether it be drinking, smoking, you know, any kind of drug, eating.
Yeah.
You know, it's counterproductive and yeah, most of the time it is anyway.
It's like negative reinforcement.
You know, like you said something interesting last week on the show when we were talking about the whole, we were talking something about fat. You were saying somebody called you fat and it made you lose weight.
Yeah.
Well, that was productive in your case.
Because it was somebody that I love.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, it was my family. It was coming from a place,
right.
A good place. Like,
right.
Miss, get your shit together.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Not
so,
this hateful fucking crap.
Well, that's the thing. It's very demeaning and anger filled and hateful. And it's like, if you're not trying to hurt anyone's feelings, which she claims in an interview she wasn't, how do you think people are going to take this, especially people of the fat variety?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you, like, what if this was a rant about being gay? Okay.
She would be getting death.
Well, sense. I mean, that also would be a totally different, you know, I mean, yeah. I guess I can't really use that as an example, but, you know,
what about
if
if it was race related,
well, again, you know, it's like, what makes you, because you're thin or in shape or whatever you want to call yourself, that gives you what? That gives you more reason to be alive than someone who isn't in your shape? Like, does that give you special treatment? That you're better in a sense that she claims she's talking about healthy and unhealthy. Well, how do I know this girl doesn't fucking snort coke off of a fucking, you know,
how do you
pimpled
know
cock?
How do you know she doesn't eat everything she wants and puke it up?
Right, exactly. Like,
you
how
know,
do you know?
That'll kill her.
You know how many fucking healthy people drop dead from working out?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? I'm not dead. while you're gasping for your last breath, I'm swallowing the last bite of my hoagie and I'm fine, you know? Like, so what? Like, what's your point? You know, point is moot at that stage. So it's just like, what the fuck are you talking about? Now, the comments that people left, those are kind of funny because, you know, like one guy specifically, one comment I remember, this guy was saying, you know, oh, wow, this woman is just unbelievably, you know, she's a genius. He's being sarcastic. He's like, you know, why don't we start shaming people with AIDS and all this other stuff? And, you know, how can you sit there and look at yourself in the mirror and say stuff like this in public, you know, and allow people to feel horrible about themselves?
Yeah.
And the comment, the sub comment under that one was a woman or a girl. Who says, and the guy's name was Gary, because it says on his profile little icon, Gary something. this girl chimes in. It's like, hey, Gary, you sound like fat guy. Because he's sitting there, you know what I mean? I thought that was fun.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was kind of funny because it's like, wow. The comments are the best part.
Oh, dude, the comments are
You know, because you got people that are just like, fuck this girl. And we were talking about this off the air. This girl is a, was called a Walmart version of Jenna Marbles.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't know who Jenna Marble is, but you explained
fucking it. Fucking 10 seconds into it, I was like, generic ass Jenna Marbles.
Right. So you know who Jenna Marbles is. Absolutely. And she's someone who vlogs every week
she's
about
amazing.
What? Anything specific or just all kinds of stuff?
All different kinds of stuff. She's okay. actually funny.
Okay.
She never does any hateful shit like this.
Okay.
But she does make fun of things, mostly herself. Mm-hmm. She makes fun of herself a lot. And she's hilarious.
Okay.
But she never made fun of fat people.
And this girl, this Nicole Arbor, did her video in the same style that Jenna Marbles.
Dude. This...
Like the little skits in between while she's talking.
So she, Nicole Arbor, steals somebody else's career, basically. But I should feel bad for myself because I'm fat?
Right. Yeah.
Fuck you. Get your own act. Do something with your life other than steal other people's shit.
Like,
and then maybe somebody will take you fucking seriously.
Yeah.
Maybe you won't have to be a hateful cunt. To get people to notice you.
Right, right.
Maybe if you were actually funny, people would notice you.
I've never heard of her before this, ever at all.
Me neither. Chris brought this to my
attention.
All
the vloggers are friends. So you will see other vloggers in vlogging, whatever.
There's one girl who does a follow-up video, which, by the way, she's super attractive, who is absolutely, like, wants to kill this girl.
Good.
Like not – she didn't say that on her –
I can't wait for Jenna Marbles' video in retaliation to this.
Because she hasn't done one.
She's going to. She absolutely will.
She hasn't done one, so who knows? Maybe they're friends. I don't know. I don't even know who the fuck Jenna Marbles is. She sounds like a mafia character.
No, Jenna Marbles is a shit. She's so funny.
Call someone to get – we got to get a hit out on this guy. It's called Jenna Marbles.
I'll be like, all right, let's call her. I love Jenna Marbles. But yeah, this girl's a generic version of her.
Now – what's offensive about this is the simple fact that I care about the thoughts of, you know, the younger people. You know what I mean? Like, when at my age, I really, at this point, I don't give a fuck.
You're super cool.
I went through this kind of bullying bullshit, this bullying tactic when I was a kid. You start to get, you know, thick skin, no pun intended once again, and you kind of roll with the punches. No pun intended once again. you know, you kind of roll with the punches.
You kind of pork roll with the punches.
Yeah, right. You kind of butter roll with the punches and you deal with it. And then you can use that as like something to, you can spin it into a positive, you know, would have been an introvert had I not decided one day, all right, I'm not going to get anywhere just being locked up, you know, being afraid of the world, you know, and letting people push me around. It also didn't hurt when I shot up over a lot of kids in height and was able to literally manhandle them. Hmm. But at the same time, you learn to adjust and change things. I mean, that's why they say a lot of fat people are funny, because they joke about themselves. Well, it's true. I'm a perfect example. I joke about myself all the time. Some people don't like it. Some people do. I don't care. It's just my thing. It's not something I'm ever going to change for anyone because I'm used to doing it. I've been doing it forever.
Yeah.
So it's like now I'm at a point where
it's
I'm comfortable.
It's part of your personality.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't give a shit. I'm not going to fucking, you know, I'm not going to sit there and
yeah, you shouldn't. Who fucking
slice
cares?
My wrist and watch the gravy come out, you know?
You smell like sauce?
Yeah. And you know what? I didn't even have any.
I'm not going to kill myself because some average chick from fucking Canada thinks I'm disgusting.
Well,
she
already thinks you're killing yourself or killing myself.
Is she
I care
Canadian?
Less what she thinks.
Yeah, she's Canadian.
Fucking Canada.
As a matter of fact, I was eating M&Ms while I was watching that video. Yeah, give a fuck what she thinks.
Yeah, I actually, I was watching on my tablet, but, and I still have to clean off the smear.
I agree with you.
Mayonnaise.
There's some fucking fat 15-year-old that looks like Thurman from Bad Santa.
Right.
That might kill himself that he sees.
Well,
it.
That's the thing. It's just like you got to really. I mean, especially if you're going to go public with something like this, you got to really pick and choose what you're going to say, you know, and how you're going to say it. If she really wanted to do like a, you know, a public service announcement for overweight people, there's a lot better ways to do that. Now, I'm not saying you have to sugarcoat everything. You can be truthful. You can be truthful, but you don't have to be mean about it.
She was super mean.
Right. If she was funny, this isn't even a problem.
Right.
But it was just hateful bullshit.
No, wait, that's not right. No, because if Amy Schumer said this, I don't think it would be. I mean, yes, Amy Schumer's funny.
But Amy Schumer would be able to spin this in a positive way.
But she wouldn't go in a rant like this for 6.5 minutes. Right.
Nobody would. Nobody that has real comedic ability would.
Besides, Amy Schumer thinks she's fat, which is ridiculous. She's not.
Hey, she's 160 pounds and she can catch a dick whenever she wants.
She's tall.
Yeah, but she's fine.
I got a dick for her to catch.
I'm staying around Sunday.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Give her my number.
I will try.
Hook me up. Don't. What would you tell her about me again?
I will tell her you're the funniest man alive.
Don't disappoint her. Don't disappoint her twice.
Do me a kindness. Don't even mention me after last week. I don't want to be mentioned by you anymore. It's hurtful.
Oh my God. Shut up.
you're like my Walmart version of Nicole Arbor. But yeah. I was, it's funny. I was talking about this with my girlfriend last night. I told her to watch the video and she did, and she thought it was hilarious. She thought it was funny. Now, she didn't think that, you know, the fat things were, she thought that this girl was funny.
Nah, she sucks.
That's what I said.
Her whole shtick is fucking bullshit. Mm. And I think that's because I'm such a Jenna Marbles fan, is that I was just like, it was so annoying that I had to turn it off the first time I watched it.
It kind of pissed me off that she was like not, cause she, my girlfriend completely went political about it with me in
political.
A sense. Now, not like she brought political terms into it. She went political like she totally did the swing vote thing with me. She started off with, you know, it's not that big of a deal till she started hearing me say my points about it. And then she started saying, yeah, I think it's kind of messed up what she said. I'm like, what? Did you just Marco me?
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like, it totally Marco'd me.
I'm so stupid to make up my own mind.
Oh, my fucking God.
So I was sitting there and I'm like, I was pissed off. I was like, really? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, and to think that my girlfriend is the type of girl who literally is always nice to everybody of any shape, size, color, creed, whatever. And, you know, she's going out with a fat guy. So you would think, hey, you know what I mean? There's an easy, you know, there's an easy check in the win column, right? But when she said that, it kind of bothered me. It was like, really? Like, what if you had a kid who was overweight and they were subjected to watching this?
Absolutely.
And they felt bad about it. You'd be all right with it. You'd still think it's funny. And then, of course, that's when everything changes.
Yeah.
Because now it's hitting her on a personal level.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like, but that's the way you're supposed to think about it. Like, you can't just sit there and be like, oh, yeah, that was funny, period. Done.
No. Hell no. I mean, I agree with you on that.
It's mean. It's hurtful. It's
fucking mean.
Yeah.
It's mean as shit.
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying, again, I got to say this. I don't think that fat people need to be handled with kid gloves. I'm just saying, you know, if you really are concerned for someone that you know that's too fat, you should talk to them and talk to them nicely and tell them you care about them and you're willing to help them. But don't go out somewhere else and fucking vlog yourself saying
that
fat people are, you know, inhuman.
Yeah, especially.
And they're killing themselves. And assisted suicide by helping them? Really? That's assisted suicide? I mean, come on.
You're killing yourself the way you eat. You're a fat fuck. Look at you.
Right. Like, see, Chris, he's going to hell, too.
And I mean,
Nicole Arbor. I'll punch her in the face when I get there.
Like, in this scenario, I was obviously picturing things as she was saying them. So, like, when she's talking about the plane ride and talking about, so the sun. So in my mind, the son's anywhere between 10 and 15 years old.
Right.
And she's pushing his fat around and making him feel shitty.
And
about
in the
himself.
Video, because you can't see it, obviously, we're doing a podcast, but she's doing the motions like she's pushing all of his fat away from her the whole time he was sitting there. Obviously, she was exaggerating.
Obviously.
But at the same time, you know, this is another example of her being a bully.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what?
Bully.
If that story, if any part of that story happens to be true, I guarantee you she wasn't pushing anything off
Absolutely
of her.
Absolutely.
Because people that are hateful like her normally have no fucking balls to say anything like that in front of people.
Right.
She'll do it on her fucking video log. But if a fat person confronted her, she'd be like, oh, I was just joking.
Which they're going to.
Right. She's a fucking cunt. She's got no fucking balls. If she did, she'd say it to a fat girl's face and watch that fat girl beat the shit out of and fucking eat her when she's done.
Look her right in that fat, ugly face of hers.
You sound like Donald Trump a little bit there.
So wait, so she's Canadian and she's like bringing in American statistics?
She said North American, which she is North American. Right, so not to screw your equator shit
no.
up.
No. What part of the equator?
yeah. The moon. yeah, she's definitely off her fucking rocker with her information and her statistics. Like, she talks about diabetes. And again, you know, diabetes.
You know, everybody that I know who has diabetes
is skinny. Yes. I was about to say, it's not
every
just fat people
person that, I know.
That gets diabetes. Yeah. I mean, fat people do get diabetes.
Yeah, it happens.
But, yeah.
But there are other people that have diabetes that aren't fat.
Right. And that just shows you how uneducated she is.
Right.
When we were younger, my brother dated a girl who had diabetes so bad that she had to wear an insulin pump.
Okay.
And she was fucking smoking hot.
Right.
Wasn't an ounce of fat on her.
When I said this little statistic to my girlfriend last night on the phone, she counters me with, yeah, but there's type 2 diabetes, which mostly fat people get. And I'm just like, why are you sticking up for this girl? Because I feel like she is, you know what I mean? I know she's not. I know in my heart she's not, but she was saying all the wrong things last night.
Right. I guess she was just like having a banter back and forth with you about it for sure.
It was unacceptable.
She just likes to disagree with you.
I mean, maybe you're just pushing her to that point.
Maybe she's just tired of fucking a fat guy.
Yeah. Maybe I don't want.
Maybe I don't want to have sex with her. Right.
Notice how neither one of us finished that. So cut me a soundbite.
No. Marco's at home listening, ready and waiting to cut this up. But yeah, it's like it's unbelievable the balls on this chick, the big balls on this chick to fucking say shit like that. It's like, whoa. Now I want to play this. This is a overweight girl who really doesn't help her situation.
Okay.
She's upset, which I understand that part of it, and I don't blame her for that.
Yeah, emotions, feelings, I get it.
But she she starts, you can hear that she's sort of crying.
Fuck.
Yeah, like it's kind of fucked up, but at the same time she's not helping her cause cuz I feel like she is
having a pity party.
Yeah, sort of like, you know, feel you don't know what it's like to be like me. And I'm like, I do, and I don't see why you have to do this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to make a video of for this girl, for this Nicole chick, and be like, fuck you, bitch. I'm fine.
Deuces.
Right, exactly. Like, I don't have a problem, you know. I mean, I have a problem, but
it's overeating.
Right. But I don't you know, I don't feel like I'm affecting you with it. Or anybody for that matter. It's not like I'm taking food off your plate.
Right.
You know, it's not like you're going to eat that.
I have never been personally victimized by a fat person in my life.
You haven't been food mugged, have you?
Right. So it's like, fucking bizarre.
What the fuck? It's unbelievable. Let me see.
Just steal her iced tea now so she's finally victimized by a fat person.
Cue this bitch up.
It's a fucking privilege bow. It's the same mindset for the people that are kind of you. Human level.
Oh shit. She's crying, God. Dude.
And not all of you. Some of you grow up like I did.
Hold on a second.
Happy your success.
Fuck.
Yeah, she probably paused the camera when had a muffin.
It's one of the very interesting things about being fat or being big or having anything where people look at you and think that they understand you. Sorry. Or think that they know you or think that they have a complete, full understanding of everything that you are and your health and your worth. A lot of the things I do come from a place of, as someone who grew up not really seeing someone that looked like her that was happy or successful or fully engaged and living a meaningful life. That's like a big personal journey for me, and that's why YouTube is...
Oh, poor you.
My therapy in a lot of ways, because I get to come on here and I get to talk about things that are kind of on my heart, and I get to connect with people.
Yeah, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Get to
yeah,
the
whatever.
Sometimes you come across things and you don't even really know what's going to trigger you being upset. Like, every horrible thing that's ever been said or thought about me has been put online, put in print. In a lot of ways, that's made me a much stronger person.
Yeah, it shows.
I don't know why this video, of all the things that I've seen, is so upsetting to me. I'm really upset about the Nicole Arbour video. And it's not necessarily just the video. It's just the mindset that I find really upsetting, even if it's done for, like, satire or comedy, which
she said
this
that
is
in
just
quotation.
Isn't. I find it really harmful, if I'm being honest. Especially someone who meets so many people at VidCon Playlist and all these different places. A lot of girls.
Okay. I agree with her.
She
is harmful.
Yeah.
It is harmful. And I do feel bad for this woman because she's visibly upset. I honestly don't think if she was skinny, she'd be any more attractive personally. But
ugly bitches!
I'm just being honest. But at the same time...
Her fat ass be snoring and don't even be sleep just standing.
She's disgusting, both inside and out. You take a look at her, she's a slob. She talks like a truck driver.
Yeah, I agree with her. Like, I feel bad for her. She obviously, her feelings, she's butthurt over this shit, and I get it. But at the same time, I don't feel she's helping her cause.
I think by
losing it.
Like, I think nowadays.
Then again, she's a woman, so I can't really say that because it's kind of, I guess it's unfair.
She's sensitive.
Well, yeah, she's overly sensitive. Most fat people are.
Everybody nowadays is way too sensitive.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, a lot of fat people are overly sensitive. Yeah. Besides overweight, they're oversensitive too.
Overeating.
Yeah. So it makes sense, but at the same time, like, if you feel this way, maybe a vlog isn't exactly the right way to go.
Well,
about
that's
it.
Probably an outlet.
That's
for
why
it.
I say there's another girl, and her name is hilarious. I don't remember her first name. I want to say it's Wendy. Her name is Wendy Thor.
Yes.
She has a reality show on TLC called My Big Fat Fabulous Life. Okay. This girl is super positive, super happy, and breaks down Nicole Arbour's video. I'm not going to play because it's way too fucking long, but every comment or fact, quote unquote, that Nicole Arbour throws out, she stops it and then gives her, okay, you know, she says exactly and basically counter argues everything that Nicole, like, Arbour says, and
in
really
an
does
way.
Yeah, and really does kind of put her in her place without really saying go fuck yourself,
right?
But she basically is like, you know, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You know what I mean?
Like, anybody who listens to you is stupid anyway.
Right, that kind of thing. And she's kind of being productive in a sense of putting out a message saying, you know, to overweight people, look, you don't have to feel shitty about yourself. You know, you could, if you want to lose weight, then lose weight. If you struggle, get help. If you get help and it's not working, go to a doctor. See if there's something else you could do. There's other ways to tackle it. You just have to be willing to do it.
Absolutely.
And that's it. And if you're not willing to do it because you're happy with the way you are, then that's the best way to fucking feel.
Fucking hell, man.
Right? So she's positive and she basically, you know, whatever, counterstrikes against Nicole Arbour. But there are some videos of people that really, without saying it, because obviously it would get them in trouble, they want to do like bodily harm to her because of the shit that she said. And I don't blame them. Yeah, there's a lot of thin girls that used to be fat that come on and be like, this girl's a fucking cunt.
Yeah.
You know, like, who is she to say shit like that? You know, like, what the fuck happened in her life that she has such a hatred towards overweight people,
right,
towards fat people, you know?
Yeah.
It's like something is wrong with this girl. And, you know, someone actually pointed out that she is racist, just like you said.
Fuck yeah, she's
brown
racist.
People. How are you going to sit there and label people by the color?
Yeah.
That's racist.
Like, she's like,
you know, you want to say people of Middle Eastern descent, people of, you know, you know, Arabic descent.
Right.
Then you're making your point more detailed and a little bit more respectful.
Well, basically, by saying brown people, you're taking everybody who's not white and lumping them in the same group.
Yes, yes. Like, you know, what about, you know, African Americans with brown skin? Are they brown people? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, in her mind, I'm sure.
Yeah, everybody, right. There's white and then there's everybody else to her.
Yeah.
Right. And this pale bitch is like, you know,
she's a dime a dozen. You could find her.
You could
the
throw
mall.
A rock.
Right. You know? And I guarantee you, she probably gets hit on every time she goes out because she looks trashy. She looks like a girl that you could fuck within 2 hours of meeting her.
And I'm going to do it. I don't even care. She's a basic bitch. Period.
Basic. Basic.
Basic bitch.
There's that word. Basic.
Yeah. And, that's
and not
it.
The basic.
It.
Right.
It's bizarre to me that people still think like that, like still think the way that she thinks about certain things, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, am I surprised? No.
I'm super surprised.
I'm not. Because
she seems like she's generally in their early 20s or something.
Yeah.
No,
see,
she's in her mid-30s.
She's in her mid-30s?
Yeah.
That bitch needs to die.
She's.
Yeah, okay. She's just stupid. She's in her mid-30s. She's fucked.
Why is she fucked?
Because she's going to think that way for the rest of her life. She's going to
obvious.
She's going to breed little Canadian pieces of shit.
Yeah, it's obvious that she's not going to change. But and you know what? Somebody, she's been interviewed many times, and she stands by her comments still. She thinks she did nothing wrong, and she said
she didn't do anything wrong.
She said what she felt in her heart. And a lot of people that comment on her video said, you know, freedom of speech, blah, 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 which I agree. You're allowed to have an opinion.
Sure. But don't fucking backpedal either, saying, oh, it was satire, it was comedy.
Exactly.
No, it wasn't.
Right.
You don't like fat people. They disgust you. I have no problem with somebody who thinks that way. I think she's a cunt for thinking that way.
Yeah, I mean, I think
that's
wrong.
That's her right to, if she's disgusted by fat people, let her be disgusted by fat people. That just shows you what a piece of shit she is.
Yeah,
right. But don't backpedal.
Right.
If you don't like fat people, say you don't like fat people.
You don't like fat women.
No.
Yeah,
I mean, listen.
So stop saying
not,
people.
It's not like it's not like I look at a fat woman and say, "Ew, she's disgusting." I wouldn't. I'm not trying to date a fat girl.
Yes, you do.
No, that's not true. I
don't go out with you guys anymore, but I remember from back in the day.
I personally wouldn't date a fat girl.
Where the comments just start flying, like, ugh. Imagine what her underwear smells like at the end of the night.
Oh my god!
I would never think of a fat girl's underwear.
No.
No, I mean, listen, I'm not disgusted by – I wouldn't date a fat girl.
Right.
I know fat girls. I talk to them. They're fun to hang out with. But I wouldn't date. I'm not attracted to a fat girl.
This is like a – there's like an underlying thing going on here.
Within reason. Underline. I'm not attracted to fat girls.
They're nice people. They're fun to hang out with.
They're just like everybody else.
Right. Only there's two of them.
No, it's
see,
it's,
and here's the thing:
if you want to hate a certain group of people, that's on you.
Right. Well, that's that. Right. Exactly.
You
know, that is
if
on you,
you. If you want to be a piece of shit your whole life,
you
go
know
ahead.
What's unfair is that fat women are more persecuted than fat men. It's more socially acceptable for a fat guy
it's
than it is for a fat
you're
girl.
You're 1,000% right.
And it's not right. It really
it's
isn't. I don't right. agree with it. And I'm part of the problem because I, as fat as I am, I still make fun of fat girls when I see them. Not that's not totally true. I make comments on the show for laughs. I don't necessarily mean it, you know, but at the same time, I have said things in the past and I've said things in the past that have gotten me in trouble, like with people. And it was embarrassing and it made me feel bad. Like, why did I do that? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I regretted it, you know, but I really think it's unfair for women how they're so like persecuted.
Well, women are judged on their way that they look. Mostly.
They are. They are. They are. And the media doesn't help. But, you know, the fact that guys.
I mean, the media has come a long way, though. Like, I know the media is bad, but the media has come a long way
not,
in the acceptance of.
Not really, because they
Yeah, but, yeah, women, like, don't care as much about, like, models.
Plus size models to the media is Kate Upton.
I know, that's insane.
It's not Melissa McCarthy.
I know, but like if you have different avenues now. It's not just what they force feed you on the television. Now you can go on YouTube and find other people that look exactly like you and do the same exact thing.
Look, he's fat just like me.
Yeah,
cares.
Kinda. I mean, well, when it's something that bothers you, it feels good to know you're not alone.
Do fat people think they're alone?
I think so.
Most fat people do, yeah.
Yeah. You could go outside and throw a rock and hit a fat person.
No. What I meant was they feel alone.
Yeah.
They feel
you know,
alone. They're lonely
like,
people.
Listen, I do feel bad for people who feel that way.
People.
I feel bad for people who feel that way. At the same time, you know, I could be 25 pounds lighter than I am.
So could I.
I
you
don't
know what I mean?
Like I don't put
can.
In the effort.
Yeah, that really
that
would
it
make
takes.
A difference to me if I was 25 pounds lighter.
To me it would make a huge difference.
Yeah, not to me, no.
But
it's like a dump.
I don't want to. I don't want to put in the effort.
Right.
I don't care that much. I can look at myself in the mirror and be like, "Eh, it's going to be shitty
either
way."
I actually fall under the category of I like to eat. I like to.
You
eat.
Like food?
Yes. Yeah. I like bad food. What's yep. considered bad but tastes fucking good? That's the kind of food
right.
I like to eat. It's not that I would love to be in great shape. You know, I would love to try and accomplish that again. But the urge to eat delicious foods always beats out the urge to work out and eat healthy. Eating healthy is boring.
I mean, eating healthy is boring.
It really is.
But
like, I don't want to drink vegetables for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
I don't want to
can...
eat. I don't want to eat just fish and high proteins and no fatty foods and no carbs. Where's the fun in that?
Well, I mean,
I don't enjoy life when I'm exercising. And
I know, but the way that you're talking about it sounds like that could be unhealthy as well. So, like, you have to do things in moderation.
No, I'm talking about healthy things. Like, you know, exercising is boring. I don't like doing it. I don't find it fun. I find it's a chore.
It is a chore.
It's like I'd rather do laundry than work out. Well, no. Like,
right,
I'm serious.
All you do is put the clothes in the washer and then you go sit down and eat.
But I'd rather spend a half a day doing laundry than spend 1 hour walking.
Right.
Walking is
boring. I told
you
before, I envy people who enjoy working out.
I don't know anybody who likes working out.
Unfortunately, I do.
There's a lot of people who actually enjoy
my
doing
girlfriend
it.
Absolutely loves it.
I know, like, people that, like, do it. And
I don't
have
know.
To
I don't
do
know how
it.
She could live her life if working out wasn't an option. I really don't know how my girlfriend would. Make
I
it.
Wish I enjoyed going to the gym the way your girlfriend does, but I don't. So I'm not going to do it.
How many?
I'm going to do what makes me happy.
How many times have you and I, when we signed up at the gym together years ago, how many times have you and I have met there late at night? Had a couple smokes outside. Boy, we're really poster child of health, man. And then we decide,
drank,
you know what?
Coffee.
Yeah. Then we decide, like, an hour into just bullshitting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? We'll just skip tonight.
Yeah.
And we turn around and we go home.
Oh, my God. Me and Biffle would do that. We'd be like, you want to go to the diner?
Right, exactly. It's like, you know.
Gino's is still open.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's like, let's go get some pizza. But, I mean, really, it's just not fun to eat healthy. Like, it's every, without question, every weekend, me and my girlfriend, we get together, we eat food that we both end up regretting. I mean, we enjoyed it at the time we're eating,
yeah.
But after the fact, it's like,
get the itis.
Wow, we really fucked up, you know? And then we always make this weird, like, bullshit ghost pack that the following weekend, we're going to eat a little better. And it never happens. As a matter of fact, after this weekend, because we ate like shit this weekend, it turned, like, we had pizza on Saturday night. Right. She came over. We ordered pizza. We had buffalo chicken pizza, which was banging. Right. Sunday, we go to the diner. Now, we had like a brunch because it was like in the afternoon, but we had breakfast and it was delicious. You know, it wasn't necessarily bad for you. It's not like, you know, of course, it doesn't help when I put all the extras on everything. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't help my case. But and then, you know, Monday we grilled and we had burgers and hot dogs and chicken and corn and just like regular barbecue shit.
Right.
But we ate so much of it. Plus we fucking finished a tub of ice cream, just me and her.
Fuck.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm talking about. So after it's all said and done, she looks at me and she's like, we're going to have to eat healthier next week. And we do this every week with each other. And I'm like, yes, definitely. Because we feel like shit at the moment. 2 days later, she texts me. She's like, this weekend we're having Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza. Because everybody raves about it. And there's one near her. And it's supposedly like the bomb.
Okay.
So what do I say? Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Done.
Order two.
I don't sit there and say, but what about our pact? Because I'm happy that she's forgetting about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's the weekend. You guys should splurge.
Well, that's the thing. We're together, we're a force. You know what I mean? Like, we can eat some fucking food. My girlfriend can eat for her size, but she busts her ass the rest of the week to work it off.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's where
she has a balance in her life.
Right, right.
And some people can do that, and that's awesome.
Whereas for me, it's actually hurting me because I don't work out to kill whatever it is that I just ate that weekend. So I slowly put on weight again because I'm not working out. I'm doing the same thing I do all the time.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So it's hurting me. It's not hurting her.
When I'm not thriving, I eat.
I apparently never thrive.
But when I thrive in the summer times, the only reason that I ever work out is because I drink like a fish.
I thrive in the kitchen.
And I have to because I will gain weight because I drink.
Yeah, and see, that's another way of putting on pounds.
I have to do that.
Right, like your milk and Kahlua problem.
Yeah.
that you completely blamed for gaining weight when you didn't bother to tell us that you were eating mac and cheese and mashed potatoes.
And mashed potatoes all the time.
But it's just funny to me. It's like, you know, I am addicted to food in a sense. I'm addicted to cigarettes and I'm addicted to food. I'm not addicted to drinking. I'm not addicted to pills or any other drugs.
I'm only addicted to cigarettes, I think.
Yeah, but
I only eat. Like, I forget to eat sometimes, and I'll have to eat because I get nauseous.
Okay.
I went, like, days without eating.
See, I wake up super early in the morning, and at that moment, I can't eat anything because I have a long day ahead of me, and I don't have the luxury of going to the bathroom whenever I need to because I'm driving all day. So I have to watch what I'm doing because I can't force out whatever it is I got to force out before I go to work.
Yeah, you got
to
put yourself in like a schedule kind of.
Exactly. So I don't eat until I get home. But when I get home, I'm so fucking hungry. I eat more than I should.
You're like binging?
My portion. No, it's not binging. It's portion control. I make up for what I didn't eat in breakfast at lunch. You know what I'm saying? So I'll have like more than I should at lunch. And there's my problem. And sometimes I won't even eat dinner because I'm so full from what I had at lunch. Yeah. And I end up eating only once a day. And that's one of the worst things you can do.
That's what I do.
Right.
I only eat once a day.
That's the worst thing you can do.
Everybody yells
They've
at me for
said
that.
If you eat once a day, there's no way in hell you won't gain weight. You will absolutely gain weight.
Yeah.
Because now your body is storing food because you're not putting more into it for it to burn what you just had. So there's no like, you
hell
know.
Yeah. When I lost all that weight before, I ate every 2 hours.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, but who the fuck has the time to do that?
Cause I'm a girl, I have a purse. I would just like put everything in my purse.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's people that can do it. They can snack every 2 hours and, you know, pull
I
it off.
I prefer that.
Yeah. I mean, the idea of eating every couple hours sounds phenomenal. at the same time.
But it's a snack every
right,
couple hours.
Right.
It's not a
exactly.
Fucking...
Instead of, you know, like, you know, people will snack on like, say a hard boiled egg or like, you know, celery with peanut butter or something.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather have a Tupperware with two or three slices of pizza in it.
Exactly.
You're going to be like, you know what? 2 hours is up. It's time for two slices of pizza.
Jesus.
But that's my thing. I love delicious food. Yeah. And it's bad for you, but I don't give a fuck. As long as I'm not at the point where if I can't keep a job and I can't do things that I'm supposed to be doing, then I have a problem.
I was to fire the fat people.
Right.
They're lazy and they're slow and they make me sad to look at.
I make jokes at work all the time. I'll be like, you know what? This part of my job is not fat friendly. You know? But I'm joking. It's like I still do it.
Yeah.
It's not like I protest. I'm like, I'm not doing it. I'm fat. I'll die.
Like, you don't ask for special treatment?
No, I don't ask for special treatment. I don't ask for like, you know, a special parking spot or like, you know.
It's 2 hour lunch break.
Yeah. It's you know what's ironic is on Saturdays, I have the most physically grueling route of anybody that I work with. Because I have the most walking to do and the most stair climbing to do. And I almost feel like they did it on purpose because they're like thinking,
let's break him.
He needs to lose weight. Let's put him on this. Either that or we need to kill him off. Everybody else has like easy, like, you know, rides and stuff like that where I don't. And it's just like, why are you putting the fattest guy at the hottest time of the year on the most grueling physical routes? Like, are you trying to give me a heart attack? And I'm blaming them, but it's really my fault because I allowed myself to get to this, not anybody else.
Right.
Nobody made me this way. You know, maybe my parents, but no, I'm just kidding. No, but I mean, it's my responsibility and I have lost weight in the past and I've gained it and lost it and gained it. And you know what? It'll probably be like that for the rest of my short life.
Boy, most people are actually.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I could sit there and turn shit around in a heartbeat and lose 100 fucking pounds in a year. And then what's going to happen when I'm bored of working out again and eating healthy? I'm going to want that pizza or whatever, you know, to feel that, you know, whatever. Like
to
people
feel like you're living your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Happy.
Like, you
yeah.
know, some people do other shit. I eat. You know, I thrive. I thrive when I eat. I feel great. It's like one of my drugs of choice is food. It's like, you know, you especially like you leave if you go like Chris, when you leave the bar, doesn't it fucking sound amazing to stop at like a Wawa or
yeah, and get a sandwich
or anywhere, a diner, you know, get like a pork roll sandwich
fucking
at
right.
fucking 2:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking it's great. And it makes the night better. You know, you may not feel so great the next day, but that's from the drinking more than the eating.
Right.
You know, you're just combining the two and it doesn't help your case, but I don't know. I think the whole thing is just like, if it's not directly affecting Nicole Arbor, then what the fuck is she
well,
bitching
our
about?
Justification is the fact that it did this one
on the airplane and,
yeah.
and in line because she didn't get what she wasn't handed something like probably everything else in her life. It had affected her. It's like, well, no, I need to get everything my way in life. And if the fat people are standing in the way of me not getting it, then I hate them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what?
I've never, ever heard
it's almost like she made fat people in like an affirmative action type of thing where they got.
Yeah. And,
you're
and,
like, what the fuck are you talking about?
If fat people got ahead of her in line, because they were too fat to stand in line. That's just one fat family. What is the hate towards all fat people for that?
I mean, even the hatred towards that fat family, it's like, what's your beef? Really, what's your beef? Like, just because you had to wait an extra 20 minutes? Who doesn't have to wait an extra 20 minutes? There's always something.
Listen, I would be annoyed if a fat family got in front of me in line because they were too fat to stand there and wait. I wouldn't make a fucking YouTube video about it,
though. Let
me
tell you something. I get annoyed when the elderly make me wait longer, but I don't make a YouTube video about it. I just bitch and complain in my own quarters. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily like the fact that elderly get advantages. I mean, I get why they do, but I don't like it. I accept it. I don't like it, you know, or, you know, people of certain, you know, I don't know what you want to call it. Handicaps.
Disabilities.
Disabilities, you know, certain disabilities. I'm like, eh. You know, like, come on.
Hi, Chris.
It pisses me off, but that's because of the person that I am. I'm sort of anxious and I'm definitely impatient. And if things aren't moving, like if I'm sitting in traffic, I blame everybody else on the road, not myself.
Right. I mean, you know? I get that.
I'm everybody like, who's fucking up down there that's making my day shitty right now?
Yeah.
You know, they should be thrown off the bridge.
I have a weirdness with kids. And especially when they start screaming and shit in stores. And I'll literally, and I'll say it, sometimes I'll say it loud. But not real loud. Not
I
like
hate children.
No, I'm just like, this is my fucking nightmare. This is my fucking nightmare. And I'll get like physically like bothered by it. Mm-hmm. Like it gets under my skin.
Oh, really? You get kind of agitated and shit?
Super agitated. Like I need to bounce. I need to get the fuck out of there.
Somebody get me some drugs.
Oh my God. Greenleaf's in the Duffer Mall. It used to be right next to this playground that they put in the fucking food court for the kids. And they, during Christmas time, I'd work there. And they would be screaming, and I would just, like, zone out from the screams, and I would just be like, shut up. Shut up. And they're like, Missy, just go in the back. And I'm like, but I don't think that no one should be able to bring their kids out.
I side with you, though. If I'm out with my girl or anybody for that matter, and there's a screaming kid.
I want to kill them.
Yeah, me too. And I want to kill the parents, too, for keeping that kid in there while they're screaming.
Lamb. Lamb is when we went to New Orleans, me and Biffle and those two other chicks.
Uh-huh.
We had a kid that followed us.
That you knew who he was?
Oh, only because we had to hear him keep being yelled at. Lamb, stop. Lamb, sit down. Lamb, stop screaming.
An awful name.
Lamb.
Lamb Neeson.
We
have a necessary set of skills.
Dude, we were on one plane, got off in Atlanta, got on another plane. He was behind, two rows behind me every single time. We had assigned seating. He was always behind me.
Right.
We got off the plane in New Orleans. We went to Enterprise to get our car. He's in front of us in line. I was like, if he's at our hotel, we're fucking switching. I hated Lamb, but I didn't write it. Exactly. I didn't go, no, all children must die.
No, I got you.
Or put a muzzle on it or something other hateful. I know kids can be out of control and they suck. And
I
just deal with it because, wow, it sucks that my life is inconvenienced right now, but it's life.
I totally get what you're saying. I totally get. And that's kind of part of the reason why I'm like, you know, this girl, I don't know if she has some valid points or not. It's just how she went about it is wrong.
Yeah, like the list of things that I hate or annoy me, like I could go on forever about
absolutely.
It. I hate almost everything.
Right.
But I'm not an asshole about it.
Right.
I hate when I'm in a store and somebody stands too close to me in line. They're like, dude, back the fuck off.
Right.
But I don't turn around and curse them out because I'm not an asshole.
Right.
I hate when people are at a cash register and they're talking on their cell phone. Put the fucking phone down for a minute. That annoys the fuck. But I don't say anything to them because I'm not an asshole about it. This girl's a fucking asshole.
And she claims she's not in the video. I'm not an asshole, but.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I also think it's funny how, you know, the little stupid comment she makes, like, it's ironic that a blonde is telling you all this. That's irony, right? It's like, oh.
Like, bitch, you ain't even a real blonde.
You know what I want? Here's what I want. I want Ronda Rousey to snap this girl's neck with her thighs.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Ronda Rousey is someone who has struggled with her weight in her life.
Yeah, most fucking people have. Honestly.
And let me tell you something. that girl, she is a bad motherfucker, and she could do whatever the fuck she wants, and no one's going to say boo to her.
No.
Because she'll kill them. Man, yeah. Woman, or child.
All those things that happened to her, if Ronda Rousey was the, take the fat family out and put Ronda Rousey in, all those things would happen to her because Ronda Rousey's a celebrity. So she would get in front of her in line. She would get on the plane before her. They would have to move a seat for her. Like, don't like,
right.
Don't try and justify it just because it's not somebody famous or because it's somebody that's overweight.
Right.
It happens all the time.
No, I hear you. I just think that someone needs to.
She's done. Whatever actress.
She got fired. She got that she fired. She's I read had, she's something. Screwed. I read something. She got fired because of her video. Then I don't know from what.
Her 15 minutes of fame is this hateful garbage.
Well, this is the most popular she's ever been.
Yeah. And
that's also she's now
getting.
She's public enemy number one she's at the done. Same time.
She's done.
So.
Yeah, her 15 minutes she'll are never just
have
about
enough,
to end.
She'll never have enough supporters that are going to be like, we
she,
agree. Let's start
She
away
does. Oh, no. Oh, if no, you read the comments. No.
There's a lot of hateful people out there, Miss.
Oh, God. There's one guy who writes, you know, I totally agree with this chick. She's 100% right. Fat people are uncomfortable to be around, and they're so off-putting with their depressing states. Like.
Like, why the steaks. Fuck do you care?
Did someone say steak? Someone say steak? Leave it to Chris to make a fat joke.
he's been doing it all night.
I know. He loves this shit. He's probably wants to marry this chick.
No, fuck that. First of all,
yeah, but see,
take
you
the
don't,
hateful side out of
you
her.
Don't, you
her
don't.
Her voice is so fucking annoying.
I know. That lisp
oh,
is killing me.
Oh, my God.
That
I've never hit a woman in my life, but yeah. That voice.
What are you going to do, fat people? What are you going to do? Are you going to chase me? Are you going to chase me?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to shoot you. You can run as fast as you want. You ain't outrunning a bullet. Yeah, I don't care who you are. Yeah, I mean, she's. I don't think she's talking about you. Not obviously not specifically.
She never met me before.
But like you're not fat. You're just I don't know what you are, but you're not fat. You actually haven't been fat for a while, and I hate you for it. I'm starting to become the lone man now, and you know that this really doesn't apply to you now. If you want to feel shitty because of maybe one day you were, you know.
No, I don't. I don't feel shitty about the comments she said. I don't, it's just, she's a hateful cunt. And that's why right. I'm put off by it.
Right.
I look at myself in the mirror. I know exactly what the fuck I look like. Mm-hmm. I don't feel bad about it.
I don't because I have a funhouse mirror. I look good.
Yeah, I really don't, you know, when I hit a weight where I was like, wow, fuck this, right. I lost weight.
Right.
You know, I don't need people feeling bad for me.
Right.
Oh, look at him. He's fat. Fuck that. I don't right. care what other people think. And I certainly don't care what this cunt thinks. But she's so hateful, it could affect somebody else to where they kill themselves or they go into a deep depression because of it. And that's not fair to a 15-year-old kid who doesn't know any better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, who hasn't yet experienced life.
Right.
And see that there is a brighter side, mm-hmm. a more positive outlook.
Yeah, that your fucks go out the door and you don't give a shit about slizzes.
Embrace
like
your fatness, kids.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Embrace everything about it.
Because you know what? While you're eating a cheesesteak for dinner, those skinny bitches are eating salads.
And then
you
they
want
throw them
boom.
Up.
Boom.
Then they throw them up afterwards. I ate too many leaves. Yeah, it's I think it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, but there are a lot of supporters though. She's got a lot of fans that agree with her wholeheartedly, and some are even worse than her. Some of the comments are worse than the shit she said. Like some people are like, "Fat people should die sooner."
Jesus.
Yeah, it's like, all right, you're entitled to your opinion. Keep it to yourself.
I don't get why it bothers anybody. I don't get why it bothers anybody.
But there's people out there that don't like other people. There's
but it's
tons
weird.
Of them. It is
for
weird.
For what reason? Because someone weighs more than you? That doesn't make sense to me.
Not just that. Just like, there's like for instance, there's people that hate other races.
Yeah, that's bizarre to me too.
But that's my point. Like, there's people that hate other cultures. There's people that hate religions, certain religions. Like, you know, almost every religion doesn't like the other one. You know, if you're Catholic, you hate Jews. You know, if you're Muslim, you hate Jews.
Yeah, but we're all unique snowflakes.
Seems like everybody hates Jews.
Yeah. I wonder why.
I don't know. Because they killed Jesus? You I don't know.
But at the end of the day, like, the fact that people aren't aware of the fact that no matter how much we may have in common, everyone is different.
Right.
Everybody's different. Yeah. Not everybody's the same.
Yeah.
That's just weird to me. Maybe I just live in a weird bubble of life.
No. Well, yes, but not for that. I mean, I think you're just more acceptant of a lot of things. I think you're more worldly than some people because you don't have problems with certain things.
No,
like
man.
Like other people do.
I feel like I have a problem with any type of nationality, race.
Well, you don't really like fat people, but you're no Nicole Arbour.
I don't. Shut up. My God.
Yeah, you only say it in confidence that you hate fat people.
Right. You say it here.
And then an asshole like me betrays her confidence and tells you.
I don't hate fat
That's
people.
That's true. That's true. It's nice to have friends.
Shut up.
But it's, you know, it's one of them things, man. And the people that do side with her, that say these things, and, you know, they don't obviously don't know what they're doing to people.
People like her, I hope they have a fat teenage kid that has to be subjected to a video like that.
Yeah.
No, fuck that.
Those kids are doomed, though, if they have kids like that, because they'll always they'll never accept them. They'll never love them as much as if they weren't.
Listen,
fat.
The people that these supporters, right? Like, are they mostly like young?
I don't know. They don't say their age, but I'm assuming that they probably are.
They're all going to grow up and be fat.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Because people
Who
get
knows?
Lazy and they don't fucking care.
But
so
there's
shut
even,
up.
Believe it or not, there's even fat people that side with her. Like, that have made comments. Like, one guy was like,
and he's like, yeah, I want to die. Kill
no,
me.
No, no, no. He says, he's like, she's absolutely right. He took the message as fat people shouldn't get special treatment. They are hurting themselves. They are unhealthy. We shouldn't be making light of it. We should be, like, fat people should be more aware of their surroundings and what people do think of them, because maybe it will help them lose weight. And he's like, I'm a fat guy, but the difference is I think I'm the most gorgeous human on earth. So he's obviously positive about himself, but he agrees with this woman. And it's like,
but you don't need some fucking failing comic cunt on YouTube telling you you're fat. You can look in a mirror for that.
The bottom
line
is,
if you're unhappy with yourself, you can lose weight. If you're happy being fat, fuck it. Who cares?
Everyone on this planet has something about them that they don't like.
Ah, sure.
Everybody.
There's a thousand about me.
Right. I agree. No, I mean, there's at least one thing that every human on this planet does not like about them that
Absolutely.
They would love to
about,
change.
And about, like, their physical appearance.
Exactly.
Well.
Yeah. That's exactly what I mean. And if they could change it, they would. And if they heard somebody going on a 6.5-minute rant about that specific thing that they don't like, well, they would probably feel shitty about it too and be more aware of it and be like, ugh. Is that what people think? Because people automatically think, oh, man, is this what all fucking people think of fat people? Or is this what all fucking people
but
think of certain people?
This isn't, right? Like, this isn't a majority of what people think, is it? Like, this
No, I'm sorry. I should have been more clear. I'm talking about the younger generation that see these things. They don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know what's out there. They haven't lived long enough to realize that not everyone's a bigot or not everyone's an asshole and not everyone's a fucking, you know, angry, seething cunt.
The fucking internet is dangerous.
It is.
Man.
It is.
Well, yeah, you could say whatever you want without any repercussions.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, unless you're a vlogger on YouTube, you can go on Twitter and make any type of comment you want. And for the most part, it's anonymous.
Yeah. Hip Hop Anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, it's. I'm trying to see exactly.
Yeah, you know, everybody is an internet tough guy. They'll make comments on Twitter whether it's racial, you know, whether it's talking shit on gays, fat people, whatever. But when confronted about it in real life, they wouldn't say those things.
Yeah.
Dear fat people, comedian loses job over fatphobic video. Fatphobic, I like that word. Are you fatophobic?
No.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just saying it in general. I don't know what, I'm trying to find out what the fuck she actually did.
Nothing, probably.
Well, she had to have a job to lose it.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find out what her
job
was.
She worked at, like, fucking Walmart or something.
Would be fitting.
She was working on a movie?
Well, you did say that she was an actress.
She's some sort of an actress. I don't know what kind.
Probably nothing huge.
It's probably some straight to DVD bullshit.
Oh, probably.
Well, whatever. Good. Good for her. I'm like sad that like people are even talking about this. I just want her to be over with. No.
Well, listen. It's sad, but at the same time, it's always going to be there. And it's going to be, if not her, it's going to be somebody else.
And that's fucked up.
It is. It is. Yeah, I don't know. I can't. It's such a long article. I don't know what fucking job she lost. But it doesn't matter. She's a piece of shit. Well, you know what? Karma would be that she never finds a job again.
I mean, in the entertainment imagine industry, her walking, she's probably screwed.
Okay, now she's supposedly an actress. So imagine her walking into a room to read for a part, and two people or one person in the room is fat, and they know about her history. She walks in, she sees them. She probably thinks, I ain't getting this gig.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or what if there's no fat people in there, but one of the people in the room has a kid who's fat?
Or has a wife who's fat.
Right. Well, I just feel sorry for him. No, but seriously, she's fucked. She's totally fucked.
Yeah, she's super screwed.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing the outpour that's come out from this. We spent over an hour talking about it. You know, there's other people that have talked about this for hours on their shows, and just amazing like how a nobody like her can just, you know, cause such a shitstorm for people. It just boggles my mind. But oh well, fuck it.
Yeah, she's a cunt. Canadian cunt.
She's a cuntnadian.
Cuntnadian. Fuck all the Canadians.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
All right, we'll be back next week.
You won't.
I won't, but you guys will.
Yes, we will.
But don't forget to go on riotcast.com/jerseyjerks, donate some money, go to iTunes, subscribe, and leave us a 5-star review.
By the way, somebody who left us a review on iTunes,
right.
They left us a 5-star review and then wrote something about the show. And at the very bottom, it said, "Hi, Chris."
That's great. That's great. We got to start reading some of them.
Yeah, we do.
That's great. All right.
All right. See you.
Bye, nigga.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.